of you, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
It's Thursday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Still a bit early.
When are you going to wake up?
Stay calm.
Okay.
You stay here and relax. No need for us to freak out.
Starting now, stay away from the following hobbies and interests. Globetrotter, karate, bow staff, Air Jordans, competitive kiting, extreme BMXing, hot showers, conga lines, and diving into an icy river with a knife in your mouth.
Right here?
Right here.
Right now?
Right now.
Here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Showtime.
Hey guys, good morning. How you doing?
Dex and Steve, man. Hanging in there.
Beautiful morning. It's Thursday, 6:09.
High today of 70 degrees.
70?
Yep.
No rain?
Allegedly not. Supposed to be sunny.
Good.
But we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
It's been mostly accurate the last few days.
Yeah, yesterday I thought it was perfect. A little chilly outside, some rain. Love it.
Brody had his first baseball game.
How'd he do? I saw that picture you posted where he couldn't see. His hair was was covering his eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. He had fun. All he wanted to talk about, though, were the oranges and the Gatorade and the gum he got after.
Yeah.
He was so excited.
The snack.
He got a snack, man. That's what it's all about. Pack. He's four.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Any homers?
No dingers. Okay. No. But great stories. I was like, how was the game? Tell me all about it. It's like I ran and then I swung and then I hit it and then I caught a ball and then I got an orange and
and then he went into
and
the
then
snack
he just
pack.
Went into like detail on the snacks, man. I was like, okay.
Oh, that's great. Rowdy.
4 years old.
First T-ball game.
Man.
That's good. How long is the season?
Two.
Two?
Long. Too long. Yes.
Too long. Have fun with that.
I don't know.
Have fun with that.
I'm going to say till June.
Ooh, wow.
I don't really know.
That's a long time.
Maybe till May.
Hmm.
I should check, but I won't.
585 Live. You can text into the show. 585-5483. You can also call us at 338-3700. Operators are standing by to take your call and pass you through to the show.
Mm.
We love hearing your voices. So,
unless your voice is a creepy clown, in that case, we don't love hearing your voices.
We watched the trailer to It yesterday.
And it made me pee.
It looks so scary.
It does.
Yes, it does.
I don't know, man.
You're not going to do it,
are you? I don't know.
Yeah?
When I was a kid, I saw the original on television.
Yeah, that scared me to death. When you go back and watch the original, it is not scary at all.
Yeah.
In fact, my oldest son, he was probably... I think I let him watch it when he was 9 or 10, and he laughed and thought it was boring. Because it kind of is. It's just a long, drawn-out, are we going to see the clown? Or where,
right.
You know?
Yep.
But this one, whew!
Yeah, dude.
It looks terrifying.
It really does. So, I don't know, man. I'm not sure I can hang. But it does have Mike from Stranger Things, so I was like, oh, hey, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, it looks like a fun adventure for kids. Yeah. It's like the Goonies with a demonic monster that lives in the sewer.
Oh, man, I just...
Named Pennywise. Man.
Blah.
Yeah, that's not a... That's not definitely not a movie you want to take your children to see. And if you're not into scary movies, you probably shouldn't watch that either. If I go, I'll be going by myself because my wife hates scary movies.
Stephen King said the remake of it, because he's seen it, he's actually gotten to check it out, said that Andy Muschietti, the remake of it, actually it's part one, The Loser's Club, succeeds beyond my expectations.
Wow.
Relax, wait, and enjoy. That was tweeted by Stephen King.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, if he's happy with it,
then I'm definitely not seeing it.
Yeah. Oh. I like a good scary flick every once in a while, guys. All
Dex,
right, don't judge me.
If you join me in the dark, you'll float too.
Oh.
You'll float too.
You'll float too.
Dude, I saw that and I was like, no. No, I really will not see that movie, because it just like immediately flashback to being a kid and seeing the original on TV.
Yeah.
And
well, on TV, wasn't it? Didn't they break it up into two or three nights?
Well, it was two part. That's why this one, the remake, is actually part one, The Loser's Club. It's just the first half. Because remember, the second half is like they're adults and they're. I was like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because part two, I was like, boring.
Yeah.
I didn't like part two. When I was a kid,
I don't remember.
Terrified. I think it's because Pennywise the Clown was like really the big thing, and
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I can almost picture myself on the living room floor in front of the TV watching it.
Yeah.
Oh, those were the days.
Yeah.
Followed by Knott's Landing.
Doesn't come out until September 8th.
Okay.
No thanks.
Okay, well, I'll give you a full review when it comes out. I'll go with Joe Hawk. He looks like he's excited.
Ugh. Guys, I can't. I can't, no matter how much I love you guys.
It's all right, man. I'll take this one for the team. We'll talk about the world's strongest coffee.
Ooh.
It's now available in America. The 10 most common things people leave behind in Ubers.
Oh.
And the weirdest.
Okay.
And a bunch of TV shows are being revived. We'll talk about that and maybe what shows you would like to see come back. Try to think of that. I think of when I first got married, there was a show on HGTV called Trading Places. Trading Places? What was the one?
Spaces.
Trading Spaces? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I think it is. Trading Spaces.
It sounds like that's what it should be called.
Yeah. And, man, we used to watch that thing for hours, and because they would just marathon it all the time on HGTV.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think that's the one that needs to come back.
Let's just think happy thoughts right now, because somebody else just chimed in and said, this is the perfect thing to talk about while it's still dark.
I know. It is still dark. And it's scary outside.
It is really scary outside. So let's talk about happy TV shows like Trading Spaces.
Yes. That's a happy show.
My family just, oh gosh, all they watch is Fixer Upper.
Yeah, that's kind of like Trading Spaces, I think.
Done. How many times can we watch literally the same show?
But they're fun. They're a lot of fun.
Yesterday I was hanging out with my buddy Erickson, and he was talking about, like, demoing stuff in his house, and it just I started having like anxiety, because they watch that show and that's all like Christy and the boys. You know what we should do? We should redo this bathroom. Let's rip out all the carpet and put in the hardwood.
Yeah, they make it look so easy. It's easy.
Yeah, and I'm just like, no, because I'm gonna do that.
Yeah,
and I don't wanna. Like all this week, that's all they've been talking about. Christy's like, you know what we should do this summer? I'm like,
it's a good summer project.
Take some time off, rest. Yeah. No, we should redo the bathroom. And if we do this, and then we can do this. And then I think you should do this on the walls. And I'm just like,
the last time I ever tried to do something like that, because we were watching a show on HGTV.
Yeah.
It was our first home that we owned. And I thought I could redo the cabinets in the kitchen.
Oh, so, gosh. I did that
sand once. Them down.
Yep, I did that once.
Oh, this will be easy.
Painted them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's oddly enough what Christy wants to do right now.
Yeah, I got most of them sanded down, but then after that, nothing ever happened. So when we sold the house, it was the kitchen and all the cabinets were sanded down. Never got to the painting part.
Do you have breaking news?
Do we have breaking news?
Shut up. Okay.
Thank you, Rachel. We're going to continue our breaking news coverage.
Breaking news?
Roger, Roger.
In news that broke yesterday, way before Fixer Upper and Flip or Flop came into our lives, everyone was watching the show Trading Spaces.
Oh!
Well, guess what? TLC has just announced that it's bringing the hit show back to television.
That's what I'm talking about.
Quote, we are thrilled to expand in the home and property space. And what better way to do that than bring back Trading Spaces, the series that put property on the map.
Yes.
It's coming to the TLC network, guys. That's
great news.
Wow, the original show aired for 8 years.
I'm telling you, that was a really popular show.
Yeah. It featured two sets of neighbors redecorating a room in each other's home, paired with a professional designer and carpenter. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And Ty Pennington was a part of it, huh?
Yeah, he was. He was the carpenter, and who was Paige Davis?
Yep,
Paige
Davis,
the host for a long time.
And there's no word on whether Paige or Ty will be coming back.
Oh,
but
come on, guys.
2018. Wow, that's you're gonna have a little time to wait.
It's just next year, man. It's not a big deal.
I mean, I feel like something as simple as a dumb renovation show, you get on the air quicker.
Yeah, no kidding. Good. We'll talk about that. All kinds of TV shows being revived, yeah, including Trading Spaces. That's great news.
Yeah.
What else we got? We got a letter about Goodwill.
Mm.
Goodwill.
Like Goodwill?
The store, yeah. Goodwill.
Okay.
We'll talk about that. Is it okay for anyone to shop at Goodwill? That's the question.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to know. We'll discuss. On this day, March 30th, 222 years ago, in 1795, the United States produced the first half-dime coins, which were exactly half the size of a dime. So a dime, that's the smallest of the coins. Think of a half-sized dime. That's small.
That's tiny.
Yeah, they discontinued the half dime because it was too tiny to handle.
It'd be like a little tic-tac in your hand.
Right?
A little mint. You would lose those so easily.
Huh. I wonder when they discontinued that thing.
Do people even use change anymore?
Yeah, not very often.
Yesterday I paid cash for something and it was like, this is weird.
Yeah, what do I do with the change?
Yeah.
I don't want to put it in my pocket.
It was really odd. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. I always, if I get change, if there's a tip jar or if there's like a charity there, I'll just drop it in there. But yeah, it's weird, right?
Yeah.
I wonder when cash will just be no more. Cashless society.
Depends, because like when I was in New York, there are places that are like cash only places.
And that's weird to me.
Well, it's because they don't want to have to pay taxes.
Ooh.
Yeah. And people are like, I don't go to cash only places because that's it. They're scamming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I didn't think about that. But it was until after I was home from New York. But yeah, there are places you'd walk in, it's like cash only. I'm like, oh. Well, you have these giant signs that say cash only. How is that scamming the government?
Yeah.
I feel like they can read. Do you just take them down when the government comes in?
Yeah, when Uncle Sam shows up
to get his bagel in Brooklyn.
147 years ago on this day, in 1870, the 15th Amendment to the United States Constitution went into effect, giving black men the right to vote.
Oh, cool.
By guaranteeing this right regardless of race.
I like that.
That was in 1870. Today, this lovely lady, Celine Dion, is celebrating a birthday.
Oh, man. I talked to Tao last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
He loved Celine Dion.
Yeah, he did. He'd know how old she is today. Because I'm going to mess it up and say 49.
Steve-O?
Yeah.
You nailed it!
Yeah! Really?
Yeah, 49.
Yes!
Wherever you are. Gosh, he is great. One of the greatest.
49, I got one right. I feel like I should have more like praise for that.
Here, here's some tickets to Wolf Creek.
Oh, cool.
If you want to take the fam up there. Want to go to Wolf Creek? There you go. How old is MC Hammer today?
Ah. Oh, man.
Can't touch it.
He is 57. Break it
down. Oh. 55.
Dang it. Break it down.
Eric Clapton is celebrating.
He's 66.
72.
Dang.
How old is Tracy Chapman? Get one more. Come on, Tracy
Chapman.
I'm
going to get them all wrong.
Give me one.
54.
53.
Dang it.
Man. Well, you got one right, buddy.
Yeah, it started. That's all you need. And it just went, whoop.
That's all you need, man. All right, before we go to break, I have this epic story about a Marine who lost both legs in Afghanistan. This 28-year-old Marine in New York named Matthias. He lost both legs from the knee down back in 2011 in Afghanistan. He uses two titanium prosthetics to get around and recently started looking into being a cop. He didn't know if it was even possible, but a police academy in Long Island accepted him in last year. His only request was he didn't want any special treatment, so he had to go through the exact same training as everyone else. He says it wouldn't have been fair to the other trainees if he didn't have to, if he didn't have to do everything that they did, and he wouldn't have felt like he really earned it. Well, he spent around 7 months in the program and made history last Friday. Never surrender! He graduated as the president of his class.
Wow, dude.
He's going to be out patrolling starting next week. We haven't seen this confirmed yet, but it looks like he's the first double amputee to ever be a full-time active duty cop.
That is incredible, man.
It is, right? Look at him right here. He's stretching. He's got his two titanium legs right there.
Oh.
He's just out there on the football field, just warming up. I'm RoboCop. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Never surrender. Never survive. Man, you know what? Here's a guy who lost both his legs. I want to be a cop. Everybody probably laughed at him.
Yeah.
Dude, he's a cop
phenomenal.
Now.
Phenomenal.
He's a cop now.
That's incredible, man. That is incredible.
A little inspiration for you.
Yeah.
On a Thursday.
Damn.
What's your
that.
Excuse? What's your excuse? Huh? What's you have budget? No excuse. No excuses, guys.
None.
Who said that?
Hmm?
No excuses.
I mean,
I just got a text.
Oh, man.
All right, we got to take a break. 585 Live. Good morning, my lovely wife.
Good morning. Were you talking to me?
No. Oh. My beautiful wife at home. She did a great job on Lando's project.
Okay.
Landon did about, you know what, I'll just be quiet.
Okay.
Good job, Leslie and Landon. When we come back, we'll do some headlines. We'll check the roads out there. Good morning, Starmy.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
With many parts of the nation in the grip of an opioid heroin epidemic, President Trump has appointed New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to head a commission to address the problem.
This is an epidemic in our country.
Sentenced to a year and a half in prison, Governor Christie's former Deputy Chief of Staff, Bridget Kelly, vowed to appeal.
I will not allow myself to be the scapegoat in this case.
Kelly and co-defendant Bill Baroni, who was sentenced to 2 years in prison, both signaled Governor Christie knew more about the lane closures and their political intent than he has publicly acknowledged.
A bill that would allow internet providers to sell their customers' surfing habits.
On this vote, the yeas are 215, the nays are 205. The joint resolution is passed.
Britain has started Brexit, leaving the European Union.
A rare public appearance for First Lady Melania Trump. She's at the State Department presenting the International Women of Courage Award to 13 recipients.
The Library of Congress is out with the latest additions to the National Recording Registry.
Japanese conglomerate Toshiba says it's allowing U.S.-based nuclear unit Westinghouse Electric to file for bankruptcy protection.
The FDA has just approved the first drug for an aggressive form of multiple sclerosis.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Thursday.
It is such a good night to kiss. It is such a good night.
6:36.
High today of 73.
Scooby Doo Doo.
Man, there's lots of construction today. Roadway is reduced to one lane, 12th Street between Indian School and Manal. There's some new construction going on there. Central Avenue, yaha, between San Mateo and Louisiana, between Washington and Jackson, between Girard and Carlisle. Just Central is a mess. Stay away. That's your look at traffic.
And go.
Traffic!
Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Yes.
It's a pleasure. Big show today. The 10 weirdest and most common things people leave behind in Ubers. Mm. They still haven't taken an Uber yet, and I really want to take an Uber.
I mean, we could take an Uber today if you want to take an Uber.
To the gym?
I mean, I'm not going to the gym, but sure.
It's the only
I can't
place, really.
Today, man. Look at this. Look at this bicep.
Oh! You know what? Your arm does look pretty swole.
Thanks, bruh. It's all this CrossFit I'm doing.
Steve-O got some more tattoo work done.
Did
you post some pictures?
I did on my Instagram at Steve-O Jeets.
You got cable colored in.
I did.
It looks really good.
Speaking of cable, I got some news regarding the casting of Cable in Deadpool 2. That's coming up.
Oh, good. I mean, I guess we can do it now.
No!
Nerd alert!
Yeah, and I'm about to nerd hard, bro, because here's the deal. Cable is my favorite comic book character
nerd.
Of all time. Yeah. So much so that I now have him permanently on my left bicep so I can kiss it all the time.
Wow.
I was already kissing my bicep, but now it's like... Now I might just make out with it a little
okay,
more.
Okay, that's gross.
Just
stop
making
it.
Out
that's
with
weird.
It. Okay.
That is weird.
Cable's my jam! Love him! Well, there have been casting rumors. That's right. There's been hype. It's Cable, man.
It's Cable.
He's got that sexy white hair.
All right.
He's a hero from the future. Come back in time to save us all because he's the greatest man in all of existence. Uh-huh. Universe needed saving.
Okay.
So he came here for you. For you. Well, when you think of the most beautiful men on the planet, first person that comes to my mind probably, Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. He was,
Well, people were like, oh, dude, Brad Pitt. I hear he's in talks to play Cable. And then it was like, no way, bro. It's Brad Pitt. There's no blah, 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 back and forth. I'll tell you right now, I, for one, lost my mind because I think of him in Fury. I think of him in another movie I can't say on radio where he was just amazing. Well, last week, some concept art landed online which featured Brad Pitt as the character. It was quickly removed by 20th Century Fox. Here's the deal. The actor did meet with the director, David Leitch, to discuss the character and the project. But scheduling conflicts.
Aw.
I'm really bummed.
Thought they worked that out.
I know. The director announced yesterday we had a great meeting with Brad. He was incredibly interested in the property, but things didn't work out schedule-wise. He's a fan, and we love him. I think he would have made an amazing Cable.
Well,
the concept art was likely commissioned to present to Brad in order to entice him to do the film. This is what you could look like.
Why don't they get Arnold?
He's too old, in my opinion.
What?
Dude, it's Deadpool 2. They already have Deadpool 3 in the works in regards that, I shouldn't say in the works, but it's like in the pipe. They're doing Deadpool 3. They're going to do an X-Force movie. So at minimum, you're looking at three films over the course of the next 5 to 7 years, 8 years. You get a 60-year-old man, a 70-year-old man.
Good call.
To play a dude.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can't. And he's not old. He just looks old because he's got white hair.
Yeah.
He's from the future.
Yeah.
Techno-organic virus is taking over, man, and his hair is premature white.
I know.
So he's not actually old. So, yeah. So I think that's why, because there's a lot of people that have been rumored. You've got the Russell Crowe, the Liam Neeson rumor.
What about that Zod guy?
Mel Gibson.
You don't even want to mention his name.
Because here's the thing. The director also spoke about the rumors linking Michael Shannon to the role, stating, quote, "You know, I think Michael Shannon, that name speaks for itself. He's an incredible actor. He can accomplish anything. Yeah, I'm passionate about him as an actor. And look, he would make an incredible Cable. If that happens, I would be through the roof that I get to work with another incredible actor. I can't say that's going to happen because we're looking. The list is what the list is. But yeah, I have nothing but great things to say about him. I am a huge, huge fan." End quote.
Okay.
He is at the top of the list right now for actors up for the role of Cable. And I'm not going to lie, I will lose my mind in an opposite way. I actually tweeted Ryan Reynolds last night a picture of my tattoo.
Did
and
you?
Said, "Dearest Van City," because I think it's Van City Reynolds. I'm like, please, for the love of all things, get this casting correct. This is my favorite hero in all the world.
Good stuff, man.
You hold my heart in your hands. I love you, Ryan. I love you. So get it right, man, or pay the price.
Yeah.
Speaking of paying the price, oh man, we got to talk about this. Local, not local here, but a young makeup artist, I should say, who started off like on Instagram. Hey, I'm a kid. I'm want to be a makeup artist. I'm gonna do this. Well, started doing it, and recently posted prices for this appointment, because now, you know, prom season's around the corner, everybody's like getting pumped up. So
she does this as a job.
She
now?
Does this as a job now. To prepare her, this 18-year-old makeup artist from Oklahoma City started taking appointments at the end of February. She posted on Twitter that she would be doing full faces, glitter, foundation, false lashes, whatever, for a cool $75.
Okay.
Some people were like, dude, that's a steal. $75 for a full face? Right on. Well, most people, actually, several of her followers, thought otherwise. They tweeted her saying they were getting ripped off. The price tag was bogus.
Really?
When she first started, I guess she charged $20. However, this is before she was who she is. She's now 18 years old with almost 52,000 followers on Instagram for her gorgeously blended eyeshadow and winged liner.
How long does it take to do a face?
Got me.
Huh.
I mean, I don't know. However, in response to the negativity she was receiving, she posted a detailed list of the products she uses for a full face of makeup on Twitter, along with the prices, and I lost my mind. She doesn't get free makeup sent to her from brands like some professional makeup artists do. Instead, the cost of the makeup in her kit comes out of her pocket. So she tallied it up, like, here's what I would use for this, here's this, there's a little, some beauty oil, foundation, lashes, concealer, this, you know, setting powder, blah, 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 everything she uses. So guess how much?
Just say it!
No! Guess how much?
How much?
No, do you guess?
No!
Play the game with me!
My God! Gosh, well, I'm trying to think here.
Okay.
I'm going to say $500.
Brow gel, brow powder, eyeliner, creamy highlight, blush, cream contour, bronzer.
$409.
$635.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How much? 600 and what?
$635 is what it cost her to get the makeup to use for a face.
Yeah, $75. That seems fine, right? Seems fine. I bet you it takes an hour to do a girl's face, right?
I mean, I don't know.
That's
what's crazy is with on-demand beauty apps growing in popularity, people have become have come to expect relatively cheap makeup applications in the comfort of their homes. So on Glam Squad, I don't know, you can pay a freelance makeup artist to do your makeup for $75 with the press of a button now, which is crazy. But what stinks for professional makeup artists is it's setting a really bad precedent, because now you can just go online, you can get this app, you can whatever. This girl who's 18 in Oklahoma,
man,
$75 and kind of undercutting everything else. Makeup artists only make about, you know, $49 profit off of each service, they're saying.
Huh.
Yeah. So the price breakdown does show what actually goes into the job. And of course, there's the artistry behind it as well, because you have to not stink at your job. But
yeah,
that's crazy to me. That seems like a waste of money. $75.
Alexa, how much? Tell me how much it is to get my makeup done today.
No.
Okay. Okay. You go, girl. You go. Oh, by the way, the whole girl thing. My wife brought up a good point. I asked her, does that offend you when I say, hey, girl?
Hey, girl.
And then we started talking about the whole boy thing and how you don't go up to a guy and say, what up, boy? Because that's disrespectful. But then she mentioned, well, you guys say, hey, I'm going out with the boys.
Yeah, that's true.
We didn't bring that up.
Yeah.
Hey, me and the boys are going out.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Somebody said a full face would be, if she contours, they'd estimate it'd be over an hour. Over an hour.
See, that's what I thought. Because I've had my face done.
Oh, you have not.
Yes, I have a few different times. And just for, you know, this face right here, I mean, what, 15 minutes it probably took? And it was really like, I mean, they're just covering up the greasy, slimy zit stuff, you know? Took that oil off my face.
I was at a Square Root Salon yesterday getting my hair did. Got my hair did. You looks didn't even great. Say anything. You didn't even notice.
Sorry, I was too focused on your tattoo.
Didn't even notice. And afterwards, Rita, she's, one of the owners. She's amazing. She was like, hey, you should get a facial. Cause they have like this spa area, you know? And I was like, why, what? No. Cause Chrissy has been bugging me about that too. Cause like, oh, the blackhead, blah, 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 whatever, you know? And I'm like, so she was trying to get me to get a facial yesterday. I did not.
A lot of men do.
I did not relent.
You should try it.
No.
I no, hear it's exfoliating.
What?
It's exfoliating.
Sounds excruciating. Big difference. Anyways, shout out to all you makeup artists. That's cray cray. Speaking of crazy, the co-pilot of an American Airlines flight from Dallas to Albuquerque suffered a medical issue and died while the plane was landing yesterday.
A flight to Albuquerque ended in tragedy as the plane's first officer died. The Sunport tells us the American Airlines flight from Dallas called in a medical emergency as it came in for a landing this afternoon. Paramedics were waiting for that plane, but they were unable to save the crewman, who the airline says was first officer William Grubbs.
That's terrible.
Yeah, dude.
That was really all the details they had.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, somebody chimed in on the live line, Starmy member saying, cash on face art is no more wasteful than buying comic books or games, guys.
Hmm.
Touche.
Good point.
I'm like, that's ridiculous. How much did you spend on that tattoo yesterday?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Shout out to my boy, Erickson. But did you see my bicep? I'm going to kiss it.
Nope. Don't do it, bro. It's open still
wound.
Healing.
It's an open wound. I can't kiss him yet. Can't kiss him yet. But it just means I have to be patient and wait.
Yeah.
So that the kiss will be that much better.
Okay, that's weird.
Okay.
That is weird.
Here's some horrible news. At least 13 died and 3 were injured in a Texas church bus crash. This happened yesterday. 13 people died on Wednesday in a head-on collision between a church bus and a pickup truck in Texas. 2 other people were injured in the accident, according to the Texas Department of Public Safety. They said that the bus was carrying congregants from First Baptist Church in New Braunfels, Texas. At a little after noon where the accident occurred, the bus, which was carrying 14 people, was returning to New Braunfels from a Baptist camp near Lakey, Texas, where they were attending a Bible study. The driver was the sole occupant of the truck. The National Transportation Safety Board tweeted out they are investigating today's highway accident. The church also posted an acknowledgement of the incident on their Facebook page. We've received word that a bus carrying our senior adults back from their retreat was involved in an accident. There have been some fatalities. We do not know yet who all activities for tonight are canceled.
Man.
Yeah.
I saw the wreck and it was horrific.
Man. Why do you do that to yourself? Why do you look?
I don't know.
Why do you even look?
It was really bad. Pray for those families.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Man. Okay, moving on. Speaking of, cats have a reputation for being totally indifferent to whether you live or die. But according to a new study, they do actually care, guys.
They do?
They care. They just don't express it like a drooling, licking, tail-wagging dog. Researchers at Oregon State University found that cats like their owners so much they'd rather interact with them than eat. That's right. Your cat likes you more than it likes food. I mean, cool. So why do we think cats are standoffish and possibly evil? Well, it's because they don't always show their affection with physical contact. Sometimes it just means being in the same room as the person they trust. They're extremely independent, so if they want to be on their own, it's because it's hardwired into the brains. So it doesn't mean they love you any less.
How do they know this?
A moment.
How do they know that?
I mean, I don't know. We're going to talk to a cat person around the corner. Our boy Clay Schroff coming in the studio.
Is he a cat person?
No.
Oh. I was going to say, that surprises me.
He's a man's man!
Yeah, he probably has a Rottweiler.
And men's men's don't need cats! I was outed, though, last week when we were hanging out with my buddy Derek, my childhood friend, because he was like, you were a cat person.
Yeah, that was weird.
What happened? You used to just be a cat person, and now you're a dog person.
Yeah.
Could it be that I grew up in a home with a single mom, and she loves cats? She's definitely a cat person.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
Yeah, I couldn't help it.
Yeah, I mean, we had junkyard cats when I was growing up.
Yeah.
So occasionally there would be a cool cat that was fun and wanted to play and kind of acted like a dog a little bit.
Yeah.
Until my two dogs ripped it in two.
Okay, gosh.
It's awful.
We met a cat dog in Las Cruces, actually. Yeah, we were broadcasting live. On a leash, they walked it around like it was a dog and it totally acted like a dog. And I would have that cat. I would rock that cat.
Except I'm allergic.
See, and that's the other thing. Like, honestly, I don't think I'm a dog person or a cat person. Because I'm not an animal hair person at all, so
yeah,
I could go without. But Rocket's cool.
Hey, good morning.
Order number one, green with bacon.
Okay.
Bill, what are you doing?
Oh, Bill.
Number two, red with sausage.
he's just ordering.
You called the wrong number, Bill.
I think he's ordering at a drive-thru.
Oh, are you ordering that
now? Are you done?
Okay, I love you. Bye.
No, don't hang up.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
Whatever, Bill.
We were just talking about needing a barbecue with Bill.
Yeah.
But Bill's too cool.
I know. He never calls in anymore.
And then he just ordered food on the phone and made me really hungry.
Bill, I sent you a message on Facebook, too. Check it.
Is he ordering, like, breakfast burritos from, like, Whataburger? Oh. I'd want a number 8. That's the carne one with cheese.
The carne.
I like the carne. Anyways. Somebody said, you know what's really sad? Oregon State received government funding to do research on cats.
Yeah.
Somebody else said I must have been a cat in my past life.
Okay. That's not true.
New Jumanji movie. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this.
Really?
Yes.
Did you know that Jack Black plays a popular teenage girl?
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, puts a weird spin on the board game come-to-life plot of the original. In this one, four high school kids are forced to clean out the school basement as part of their detention. They find the Jumanji video game, of course, they decide to play, and get transported into it as the characters they chose.
Yes.
So, the stars of the movie, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jack Black, are their video game alter egos of the high school kids. But the kid playing the Rock's character is this nerd, while Jack Black's character is a popular high school teen.
Nice.
So
okay, I'm down with that.
Some people have complained about a cast picture because actress Karen Gillan is wearing a super skimpy jungle inappropriate attire thing. But it's because she's actually a video game character. It's not gratuitous. She looks like Lara Croft.
Yeah. It's got The Rock in it. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
I love The Rock.
Yeah, I'm a fan. Can you be a fan of The Rock right now?
Yeah.
Is that okay for you?
Yeah, I can.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean, I know the whole, you know, dispute, the fight between Vinny and Rock.
Vinny? Did you really just call him Vinny?
It's probably all blown out of proportion.
Oh, really? I got some news for you, my friend. For those of you who are fans of The Rock or Vin Diesel or just the Fast and the Furious series, the stars are actually separated right now.
Wow.
Yeah, last night, Universal brought footage of the film to CinemaCon, where Vin Diesel, Charlize Theron, the rest of the cast is on hand. However, Dwayne The Rock Johnson did not show. Last August, Universal insisted that The Rock and Vin Diesel buried the hatchet after feuding on the set of Fast and the Furious 8. Fast forward 8 months, but the bad blood has continued. The two actors are being kept from one another as they continue the press tour in the run-up to the release on April 14th. They're being kept separate. Like, they're doing different press tours, and one of them will show up here, or the other one will show up there.
Got to be honest, if I was to choose, if someone said, you have to choose between The Rock and Vinny, I would probably have to go with The Rock.
Okay, good.
He just seems like such a great guy.
We're talking in a cage match to the death, right?
Oh, The Rock would win. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Oh, man.
By the way, I have this video. Somebody laser cut Vin Diesel into a ham and cheese sandwich.
Oh.
If you'd like to see that, look at that.
Okay.
It's about a 7-minute video, but it's worth it because Vin Diesel looks great as a ham and cheese sandwich.
Well, Universal downplayed any tensions between the two actors. They've been on different continents throughout the tour. However.
Drama.
Dude.
Come on, man.
I mean, it'd be hard. They're two of the biggest, like, action dudes on the planet, man.
Yeah.
They're very similar in acting skill and ability. They're both bald and stuff.
I would imagine Vin Diesel probably is a little arrogant.
Listen,
I'm just
going
to go out on a limb and say it.
No, this is a reminder, man. Matthew 18, if somebody's wronged you, you go to that person in love and you say, bro, look, man, I didn't like the way you punched me on set in that take. Let's be bros. Here's a ham and cheese sandwich that somebody carved my face into.
Nice.
I was Vin Diesel there.
I'm going to tweet The Rock.
My
right
voice
now
wasn't deep enough. Listen, man.
All right, when we come back, Clay Schroff, we're going to talk prom. Man, prom is almost here, guys. That's crazy. Big show today, 585 Live if you want to text in. We'll be right back. Disciple, God is with us. It's Star 88. Good morning. Dex and Steve-O.
Hi.
710.
High today of 73 degrees. Traffic. Taking a look at traffic. Lots of construction happening. Our dear friend Clay is coming in here, and he's been stuck in traffic for too long. Thanks to all the construction. Basically, it's everywhere in the ABQ. No accidents to report, though, so that helps. Let's just look at traffic.
Traffic!
Do they just create our roads with cheap gravel? Well, I don't know how they build the roads and everything, but do they just create all the roads
with just, like, cheap concrete?
Yeah,
or cement or pavement or whatever, so that they can inevitably have to rebuild everything every 3 months.
Is that why we have construction
everywhere
all the time?
I think it's because the state flower is the orange barrel.
Clay could probably.
You can attest to this.
Whoever is in charge of Jefferson, I need to see you right after the radio show.
There you go. Man, you look tired like us.
Dude, you guys get up early.
Yeah, we do.
What happened with this daylight savings time thing?
Mm.
I think that was like, what, a year ago, and I'm still tired.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, wrecked us.
Yeah. Clay Schroff is here, and backed up on Paseo, I believe, right?
It was Jefferson, those crazy Jefferson. People.
Yep.
Turn right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was good. People were polite. People let other people in.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, buddy.
Wow. You know what? These guys have professional mics in here now.
We do.
Yep.
I got this spit screen in front of me so I don't spit on the mic.
We're up in the game.
Hey, did you get a haircut?
I did.
Yeah, thanks, looks great. Man. Did you get a facial, bro?
No.
Looks great.
You noticed.
I did.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I also got this. Oh, I got you.
What is that?
He got Clay on his bicep.
Who is that?
Yeah.
It's my favorite comic book character, Clay Schroff. That's
I think you should try out for the role of Cable.
You know, Cable. The funny thing is he actually has an X-Men tattoo that is Nate Gray. I'm going to nerd out for a second. Nate Gray is like the young version of Cable. So and so he really actually does have a Cable tattoo as well.
No kidding.
He just didn't mean to.
That was top secret.
Wow. I had no idea.
That's a new issue coming out.
I didn't know you had tattoos. Come on.
Yeah, bro. Tattoos are for, like, kids.
Yeah. Are tattoos even cool anymore?
No.
Does anybody
that's
get
why,
tattoos?
No, they're not. That's why I
that's
can get them now.
That's a good thing. I'm going to get more now.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. It seems like probably 5-6 years ago, they were super popular, and then all of a sudden, it's just kind of fading out.
You know what happened is everybody decided to get one. And they didn't really think it through. They got some. There's some silly tattoos out there.
There really are.
Yep.
Have you seen my new Cable tattoo?
That's pretty silly, but I like it.
You know, if you're 38 like Steve-O and you get a tattoo, like, well, if you get tattoos like Steve-O, you're fine. I mean, he's 38. I mean, but he's only got like 20 years left in his life.
Thanks, man. Thank you. I was the kid in high school, though, with the tattoo. Like, I got my first tattoo in high school, and it was like very not cool. It was very... I remember... Being in, I was in theater and one of my friends said, "Why are you even here?" And I was like thrown off completely and didn't understand what she meant. And she was so mad that I marked my body because she's like, "You'll never be an actor now."
Oh,
I don't even know why you would do something like that to your body. And she wasn't necessarily wrong because I haven't done anything. You know, I never did anything.
Well, people always say, "What are you going to do when you get old?" I go, "I'm there. I'm going to get more."
Yeah. Right?
It's too late. I'm going to die with bright tattoos. Is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Content. Because I did what I wanted. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Oh, man.
So is that really what stopped you from pursuing acting? Please tell me no.
I mean,
really? You really?
I don't know.
You believed her?
Some nerdy girl told you not to get a tattoo because you'll fail.
I know, right? The one feature film that I was ever in actually got in as an extra because I had tattoos. Like that's I didn't pursue it, so I never really pushed. I'd never pursued or pushed hard for it. I should have.
You should have. You could have made it, man. Yeah. You'd be a great actor.
You do have a nice radio face, though.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
New haircut.
Yeah. Hey, you know. So.
Hey, so I am so stoked about this year's prom.
Yeah, dude, I just posted it. Facebook.com/star88FM. We got everything there. But
make sure you do the link on how they can get tickets.
Yep. Did that. It's on there through PayPal and all that.
Last year, we had 250 kids come.
Yeah, dude.
That's great.
And it was crazy. And I'm not talking crazy in a bad way. You know, parents would call us and say, "Hey, I kind of know you work with at-risk youth, but... We have a great security team, but the kids were on the dance floor the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had one incident. We had a girl that didn't know how to dance in high-heeled shoes, sprained her ankle.
Oh, that was
horrible. It almost ruined the whole prom.
Yeah, I bet.
That's the only thing that we had.
That's the biggest incident you had.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Dude, it's coming up, too. April 14th, and this year's theme is Once Upon a Time. So I know you don't have to, but come dressed as your favorite fairy tale character, which is really cool.
Well, you know what we did with that was because if you want to show up in a tux and you want to show up in, you can be a princess showing up in a dress. So it's however you want to come.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun time.
I'm going to go as the Big Bad Wolf. He was always my favorite fairy tale character.
Yeah, bro. I see it.
Yeah.
But can't, you know, shave the beard now.
It's also a really safe place for people to come. You can come as you are. You know, yeah. we have kids that are in public school. We have kids that are homeschooled. We have we're going to team with some of the homeless shelters for teens and youth, and we're going to sponsor them.
Yeah.
If people want to sponsor a youth, just donate on our page.
Yeah.
We're going to be buying the suits, the tuxedos. We're going to get them transportation, hair, makeup, the dresses, the corsages. And just make a difference. And some of these kids have never had a chance to do something like this.
Yeah.
Some of these kids are in situations where they really don't get to socialize.
Yeah.
And
dude, it can be course correcting and life changing. I know. Yesterday I was hanging out with my buddy Dave Gatt. He is one of the owners of Square Root Salon, and
they rock, by the way.
Right? Gosh, man. And they usually go out to different parks and will cut the hair of the homeless in the area. You know what I mean? Just to, because it can transform their life, their thoughts, their everything, because you know, it's so funny how our appearance, just a nice haircut, a shampoo, you know, like it changes everything.
Well, let me tell you the story why we even do the prom. Two years ago. So last year was our first annual Zoe prom.
Yeah.
The year before that, one of the local schools did a alternative prom for their kids, and they called us up and asked if any of our at-risk girls wanted to come.
Yeah.
And we had 8 girls that chose to come from one of our facilities. And, now these girls are in transition from they just got out of jail or juvenile detention, and they're getting ready to go into the real world. And they're in this halfway house that teaches them how life skills. And it's really a cool deal. So 8 of these girls come, we get them in prom dresses, we get them their corsages, we do hair, we do makeup. And at the last minute, their POs show up and cut off their ankle bracelets.
Wow.
Cause they're in dresses. Change their whole outlook. Then we get a letter from one of the girls, and I can't tell you everything in the letter,
right?
But it was, a lot of it was this: I was never treated so much like a lady ever. Yeah. Now this is at a dance, guys. Nobody asked me to go out into their car and have sex,
which is you, right?
Well, and let me just tell you, and I hope the listeners get this. I know we're a Christian radio station, but let's talk about where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
That's the world in which we live in.
Yeah.
And if we can expose a girl where she feels worthy, and the young man who feels that he needs to be a gentleman.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you, it's important to us. But that letter changed our whole outlook on why we do it.
Yeah.
And the folks of Heritage Hotels, after hearing that story, volunteered their space last year.
Wow.
And they kept thinking, this room's going to be too big. You're going to look like you have no one here. We had 250 kids.
Which is awesome.
They need a bigger dance floor. I'm just telling you. Yeah. It was awesome. Great. Yeah. And it was so much fun.
Man. That's so incredible. Cool.
I love that.
Love that.
Yeah, especially because it was the first annual and weren't sure how it was going to go.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got this big dance hall and 250 people is no joke.
And in Albuquerque, the Albuquerque Hotel Albuquerque?
Yeah.
That ain't no slouch hotel. That's one one of Albuquerque's premier hotels.
Yeah.
You know, let me just tell you this. It's nicer than most people's wedding dances.
Right, yeah.
So it ain't going to a gym dance.
Yeah.
Parents, listen to me. Your kids are safe.
Yeah.
I say at-risk, and people freak the heck out.
Let me
tell you something. You can't tell the at-risk from the non-at-risk at these things.
Right.
And we got great parental security. If you're a parent and you want to provide security, you got to pay to do it. But come on down.
Yeah.
We'll be more than glad to have you do it.
Yeah, dude. We posted all the details again. Facebook.com/Star88FM.
Star 88 is a sponsor. We want to thank you guys.
Yeah, of course.
Dude,
when exactly is the prom?
It's the 14th.
Yep.
It's Good Friday.
Okay.
Yep.
What a good Friday.
I know.
Good Friday.
And we're going to do it from 7 to 10.
Yeah.
So it's a good 3-hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Did you go to prom when you were a kid?
Dude, I was a nerd who, you know.
No. See, I grew up in a small town in Montana, so we had prom all 4 years. Because we didn't have very many kids.
You're from Montana.
So you couldn't. What?
Right.
You're from Montana?
Colstrip.
I think you told me that.
I did.
Yeah. Anyways, you grew up in, Colstrip is not big at all. So we had prom from my freshman year all the way to my senior year, and I'll never forget being out on the dance floor, having the time of my life, and my brother comes up to me and says, "You need to stop." And I was like, "What?" And he goes, if I see you dancing like that again, I'm going to punch you. And it just crushed me. I mean, just, what?
You didn't footloose on him?
I did after that. There I was like, go. Oh, yeah, all right, let's do this. And we went to town, man, on the right on the dance floor. And but after that, it was one of those experiences where I had a hard time dancing after that. But I'll never forget my senior year. Was going with a girl, and she was just a friend of mine. Because I dated the older girls who were in college, you know, when I was a senior, you know.
Of course you did.
But I'll never forget the day before prom, she dumped me and went with her boyfriend who was in college. So I never got to go to my senior prom. So I was thinking maybe I could have my senior prom this year.
What are you going to dress up as?
I was thinking maybe.
I mean, you are pretty old, so you are like a senior.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I was thinking maybe like, I don't know, I look a lot like Ben Affleck. So.
Okay, no.
You do?
Yeah. What?
What? What? Little Jack Black.
Jack Black. Who says that? Nobody says that.
No one says that.
To your face.
Hey, but you can't come unless you bring your bride. Done.
I'll bring my girlfriend, I guess, you know? I mean, yeah, sure, I'll bring her. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun, you know. It's and we're gonna crown prince and princesses.
That's cool.
So a little bit of fun,
yeah.
Kind of goes with the theme,
yeah.
And let me tell you this too: it's a time where young life is going to be involved.
That's
so
cool.
If you're an at-risk youth and you don't know the Lord, we're going to covertly try to convert you to Christianity.
Oh, wow, man, jeez.
Just through a little bit of fun. Yeah. Here's the problem, you know what. At Project Zoe, you know, which is a branch of the Aspen Project, we are a pull ministry. We just want people to come and see what the Lord has done.
Yeah.
You know what? We don't push our Christianity on anybody.
Right.
But the truth is that one thing the church, and not all churches, but some of the churches have really failed to do is have fun.
Right.
Yeah.
We forget. We're not a bunch of stuffed shirts.
Right.
You know, I look at what the Lord said, and I can go to Footloose and just kind of quote that whole deal. But you know when he stood before, and he actually quotes out of the Bible that David stood before the Lord and danced. And,
yeah.
You know, he is the Lord of the dance. We're just going to keep it clean.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to make sure that people aren't out in their cars, and we're going to make sure that the lyrics are not glorifying.
Which, by the way, do we have the DJ? Have you talked to the DJ?
I haven't. Have you had?
No, I have not. No. But we've got a DJ.
Joey Belleville, if you're listening, we need a phone call into the station immediately. Now, he's going to rock it.
Yeah,
I'm really excited.
Dude, he's a lot man. Of fun.
He's the best.
Yeah, he is. Yep. He's a lot of fun. So
good.
Oh,
so,
man.
Make your way over to our Facebook page, Star 88 FM, and all the details about prom are up there. So if you're homeschooled.
If you go to school.
Go to school.
Maybe charter school.
Maybe you're 37 years old and you've always wanted to go back to prom because it was awful.
If you're not a DJ, that does not apply.
Okay.
If I have a bunch of old dudes showing up, you will be cast out.
Okay. Well,
boom. And maybe drowned.
What?
I mean.
Come on.
I mean, he said maybe.
Maybe drowned. Okay.
Because it could happen. It could be rainy. You don't know. It's April. Showers. You know? Like. He's not saying that he's going to do anything.
Hey, you know what we really need the listeners to do is seriously, if you don't, tell your church, tell your youth leaders that this is going on, because we really do want to impact the Christian youth and of Albuquerque and surrounding areas. You know, you can come from anywhere to come to this. You know, we are having it at Hotel Albuquerque, so there are rooms available there that you could stay and just make it a fun time. So,
there you go. Dude, I posted all the details, facebook.com/star88fm. You can see everything about it. Once upon a time, it is the Project Zoe Alternative Prom, April 14th from 7 to 10 p.m. Boom!
Thank you, Clay. Always
guys,
a pleasure,
you guys are
buddy.
Always rocking it. Thank you.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
With many parts of the nation in the grip of an opioid heroin epidemic, President Trump has appointed New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to head a commission to address the problem.
This is an epidemic in our country.
Sentenced to a year and a half in prison, Governor Christie's former Deputy Chief of Staff, Bridget Kelly, vowed to appeal.
I will not allow myself to be the scapegoat in this case.
Kelly and co-defendant Bill Baroni, who was sentenced to 2 years in prison, both signaled Governor Christie knew more about the lane closures and their political intent than he has publicly acknowledged.
A bill that would allow
allow internet providers to sell their customers' surfing habits.
On this vote, the yeas are 215, the nays are 205. The joint resolution is passed.
Britain has started Brexit, leaving the European Union.
A rare public appearance for First Lady Melania Trump. She's at the State Department presenting the International Women of Courage Award to 13 recipients.
The Library of Congress is out with the latest additions to the National Recording Registry.
Japanese conglomerate Toshiba says it's allowing U.S.-based nuclear unit Westinghouse Electric to file for bankruptcy protection.
The FDA has just approved the first drug for an aggressive form of multiple sclerosis.
Hello, good morning, 735.
High today of 73 degrees. Traffic. Taking a look at the roads, it's starting to get backed up. I-40 traveling eastbound before you get to the big I. There's a lot of road construction happening today throughout the city, including some Huantabo Boulevard between Montgomery and Spain, and Montaño Road northwest at Culture. The left lane is closed there. So much happening on Jefferson as far as road construction, and it's kind of a mess. Let's look at traffic.
Traffic!
Good morning. I cannot wake up to save my life today.
Ah, you said that.
Both of us are just so tired this morning. And that doesn't happen very often.
It really never happens. One of us is like amped, at least, if the other one's. And for some reason, I think it's the season, man. It's got to be allergies. It's got to be the not sleeping thing.
Yeah.
It's got to be the imminent change in the air of death.
I don't say this very often, but yeah, what was that? I don't get a lot of sleep, but yesterday I slept for 5 or 6 hours. Thank you to my wife for allowing me to do that. But then I went to bed at like 9:30 and slept pretty sound. So I don't know if I got too much sleep or what, but because my body's usually not used to it.
Oh, you got too much sleep. That sounds so hard.
Angel of high. My eyes are just heavy.
I like, blame allergies.
I feel like they have sandbags on them. Okay. I don't know if you saw this story. Did you hear about this this Ferrari that was left to rot on a street in, I think it was the UK?
No.
Yeah. Where was this? I think it was in the UK. It was a black Ferrari 456. It was built in the 1990s. Here's a picture of it.
Oh, man.
So this car has been sitting right there for 2 years.
Whoa!
Yeah. It's just been sitting there. This car, it's it was once the world's fastest four-seater at a top speed of 188 miles per hour. They say it it could be worth $70,000 in better condition. But it's been sitting there, and they finally towed it away because they don't know who the owner is.
Man.
This beautiful classic Ferrari has been sitting there for 2 years. And people actually, they were, it would collect dust. So they'd come over and they would write things on the car.
Yeah.
And, I'm just shocked that thing didn't get stolen. It's so different over in other countries.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I've heard over in the UK and places in England, I mean, people don't lock their doors. They don't have to because crime, it doesn't really happen over there like it does here.
I mean,
people, they say when they come over to America, America is bad.
As
far as crime and violence, it is a bad place. In other parts of the world, it's not so bad. I mean, look at this Ferrari. This thing's just been sitting there for 2 years. They finally towed it away. My thing is, well, the owner, did he die? I mean, that's the one thing in the story that you want to know is like, well, who owned the car? And they don't tell you. They don't know. They have no idea. Hopefully we get an update on what happened to the owner of this vehicle, because how could that be that this Ferrari that's worth almost $100,000 could just be sitting there for 2 years?
2 years. Taking up a parking space outside the apartment complex, guys.
It's so weird. I don't know.
Multiple people, by the way, are chiming in on why they think we are sleepy.
Tell me why.
I think it's because both of you haven't been going to the gym.
Oh, I have been going to the gym. Thank you very much.
Oh, really? That's Christian just chimed in also and said, you guys aren't going to the gym. I know. What? I'm there.
Well, we don't go at the same time, Christian. I was there on Monday.
Were you?
Yeah.
Nice. What about Tuesday or Wednesday?
Oh, I wasn't there Tuesday or Wednesday. I had to work on a science project with Landon. Even though I didn't really work on it. It was more Leslie. But
man.
I'll be there today for sure.
Yeah? Nice, man. I won't.
Christian, what time are you going, buddy? Let me know.
Okay.
Love to go with you.
There you go. See, you can't just let it be idle like the Ferrari that's been parked there for 2 years. Your body is a machine.
Well, you're using a really lame excuse.
You got to fuel that machine.
Steve-O thinks he can't go to the gym because he got a tattoo.
Yeah, dude.
You can go to the gym. You can get on the devil's ride.
Oh, I guess I could.
Mm-hmm. You can run.
Somebody said, really? You can't track the registration of that vehicle?
Maybe they did, but it's not in the news report.
And by the way, somebody said, you're kidding me, right? The UK has all kinds of crime problems.
Well, it depends on where you're at. I wasn't specific.
See, these are all like cleans and hang cleans. Can't do that with my bicep.
But you can do other things. You can modify it.
Nope.
Yeah, you can.
Bar facing burpees. Yeah, no, I'm good.
You can modify that.
Nah, I'm good.
See, just excuses, man.
No burpees for me.
Just excuses. All around.
Yeah, it's cool, man. I'll accept those excuses. By the way, 4:30.
Christian's going to 4:30?
Yep.
Okay, man. Let me see if I can make that happen.
Don't count on it, Christian.
Well, I'm going. I just don't know if I can do the 4:30.
Don't count on it.
Kind of busy in that time, you know? All right. Do you want to do TV shows being revived, or you want to do Uber weird things?
I was really curious about that. You posted that, or you said that earlier this morning, and I thought, I couldn't think of, like, have you ever left something in a vehicle? Have you lost something? I'm missing something right now that I think I left in a vehicle, and I'm really bummed about it.
Huh. What was it?
My stupid iPhone 7, which, by the way, guys, ugh. I hate that there's no quarter or eighth inch jack anymore. You don't have like a headphone jack. Yeah. You just have the lightning adapter. And so you have to have the adapter that's like lightning to eighth inch so that you can rock headphones or something. Lost that. I think I left it in my buddy's car.
Wow.
When I was borrowing that Jetta.
Ugh.
Yeah. And I'm sad.
Well,
because they're not cheap to replace, I don't think.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, looks like I'm just never listening to anything on my phone ever again. Totally okay with that. Good thing it's 2017 and there's Bluetooth.
Did they say, is the iPhone 8 going to be the same way?
I don't know.
Anyways, the 10 most common things people leave behind in Ubers and the weirdest. Here are some of the things that were left behind. Their phone, rings.
That's
keys,
normal.
Wallet, glasses, purse, license or ID, gloves, phone charger, sunglasses. That all makes sense, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got some weird things that people have left in their Uber. A valuable Nordic walking pole.
What?
Yeah. Or I should say poles. That didn't, not just one, poles. Valuable Nordic walking poles.
I don't even know what that means. Are those... they're just like poles you use to walk with?
Let's see here. Let me explore this. Let's see what it says. Choose a Nordic walking pole. Great value on Nordic walking poles. All right. Let me see what we got here. There it is right there. So it's like cross-country skiing poles.
But like for hiking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, those are expensive. What else did they lose? They forgot a bulletproof vest.
Oh, dude.
Somebody left their bulletproof vest in the Uber. Salsa verde? Somebody left salsa verde in the Uber. A vacuum cleaner? A diary? Oh, a diary? I would dive right into that thing. I would. I'd open it up and just start reading. A Nintendo?
Oh, man. That breaks my heart.
A smoke machine?
A what?
A smoke machine?
Oh, like a fog machine type thing?
A cutout of an elf? A potted plant. Oh, and a lobster.
Okay.
Somebody left a lobster. I love that. A kite?
A kite? Well, that doesn't make sense. How could you leave the kite?
Yeah, how would you forget to grab the kite?
Yeah, like things like your phone make sense. Maybe you were like messing with it and you set it on the seat next to you instead of put it back right in your pocket.
But a vacuum or a Nintendo, those aren't small things.
Right.
A money bag? Contact lenses? A dog sweater? Oh, somebody left their Bible.
Toast.
They are toast, man.
Seems like every time we go somewhere, like we were on this trip this last weekend in Las Cruces, and somebody left a Bible in our room too. In fact, I think in like every room.
No, they do that. They actually leave. That's the hotel that does that.
Yeah. Oh, I took it.
Oh, well, yeah. You're not allowed to take those.
That's, I like collecting them.
That's like taking the robe.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, you didn't take your robe?
Okay. No, you can't take the robe.
Oh.
That they probably charged you $200.
But obviously,
bucks.
Like the shampoos, the conditioners, the soaps, the towels, the drapes.
I think the shampoos, possibly. No, you can't take any of that. No.
The comforter was so
warm. You took all that? I didn't even realize. Yeah. I was wondering why you were stuffing all that stuff in your bag.
Yeah,
I didn't say anything.
You know, just the TV.
The TV. Yeah, things that people left in the weird things they left in an Uber.
So like an original Nintendo, like an NES.
Yeah.
Oh!
You know, you're talking to the Uber driver and next thing you know, you just get out and you forget it.
Sweet what about a mother-in-law? Is that on the list? Star member wants to know.
A mother-in-law? Someone forgot their mother-in-law?
Yep. In the Uber.
A back massage device? A wooden hat? Somebody left a wooden hat. Oh, cornhole boards. I love cornhole.
Me too.
So fun.
How do you forget those?
I don't know. I mean, maybe they put them in the trunk and they just forgot them.
That makes sense.
A grill set?
Okay. I feel like a lot of these have to be purchases they just made at like Lowe's.
Yeah.
And they stuck them in the trunk and forgot.
Their paycheck?
Oh.
I can't even remember the last time I actually got like a paycheck, you know, or they handed me the paycheck. Now it's just dumped into your bank account. But back in the day, you get that paycheck. It's like, oh, yeah.
Starmy member just chimed in and said, I left my wife in an Uber. Best decision yet.
Oh, man. Okay.
Somebody else said I must have gotten hotel instructions from Matt Gentry.
Yes. Yep.
Another Starmy member says they put their name, email, and home address and cell number in their Bible in case they leave it someplace.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess the last thing I did forget was my pillow.
Yeah.
That I'll never live down.
That's because it was a special magical pillow. There are only 8 others like it in your room.
Well, I mean, it does have Patrick Swayze.
Which is pretty great,
man. On my pillow.
One side is Roadhouse, and the other side has Demi Moore and him from Ghost.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah, I gave that as a birthday present to Leslie.
It's like they don't even make them anymore.
Yeah.
It was a special company called Patrick Swayze, and it was a suede pillow.
Okay. Hey. It's ridiculous. Okay.
Can we start a company called Patrick Swayze?
I wonder if it exists. I'm going to Google it. Suede. How do you spell suede?
S.
W. A.
Wait, what?
Suede.
No, that's Swayze.
Like suede.
Suede is S U, dude.
Okay.
S U E.
Suede.
Suede. S U E D E. Come on, man.
Patrick Swayze.
S W.
But how would you spell suede? Patrick
Swayze.
S U A D.
S.
Why?
S U E D E Z Y? Patrick Swayze is already a Twitter handle. No!
That's his real name.
I hate everything.
Well, that doesn't mean we couldn't do it. I mean, that's just his name. It's not a company.
That's true.
Swayze.
Patrick Swayze.
Yep, nothing
it's
out
all
there.
Just like suede pillowcases and like...
Yes.
You know... Like the comforter, what are those things called? Like the duvet cover type thing? Right. And it's just suede photos of Patrick Swayze.
Well, no, here's
films.
What we do, because we'd get probably sued if we used his image.
Ah, that's true.
We find a lookalike. So it's not Patrick Swayze, but it's somebody who looks like Patrick Swayze.
Mm.
So if they ever come at us, we're like, no, man, this is Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks, this is not Patrick Swayze.
But the company's called Patrick Swayze.
Swayze.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
I love it. There you go.
That's hilarious. A Star Me member just took a picture of their Thug Life pillows. She says, my husband won't let me have my Thug Life pillows in the living room.
What's the weirdest thing you left behind?
Oh, man.
585-LIVE, 585-5483. Those are really cool pillows.
By the way, April the Drafts feed says today's going to be the day. We're supposed to start watching and keep an eye on what's happening.
Giraffe! Okay. Watch!
Yeah.
It's a giraffe!
According to a Star Me member.
Well, it does say the 155,000 people are watching. And right now, as I look at the live feed, April is walking around. Man, she looks so big. She does look like she's ready to pop any second now. But they said that yesterday, Steve. Hello, Steve. Are you there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm mad that we're doing a giraffe watch update. It's my
fault.
She's
just eating right now. She's a little camera shy right now. She's kind of tucked into the corner. I can only see her nose.
But, I'm more just excited about our business adventure still. So if we could just get back to that, because somebody else is coming up with ideas for us.
Okay. All right. We'll keep you updated on April the giraffe.
Less hassle, more Hoff.
Ooh.
So we could do Hasselhoff. Patrick Swayze. Who else? What other great 80s icons could we have on our suede pillow cases?
Tom Selleck.
Oh.
Tom Velick. Like velvet.
Now on Selleck.
Yes.
So like they're all like, you know, like less Tom Hassel, more Hoff.
And we sell shells that look like Tom Selleck. Tom
like,
Selleck.
Because they kind of look like mustaches.
Yes.
So like the little... We'll paint mustaches on seashells. Tom Selleck. That's brilliant.
Yes. Yes. Who else? 80s actors. 80s actors. Who
no,
could
it's
it
not
be?
80s actors. They've got to be like stars that were like, you know, like Tom Selleck, that's a brand. Patrick Swayze, it's a brand, man.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said when I was a little kid coming back from summer camp, I left all my clothes at the church. My parents picked me up from Never Heard the End of It.
Well, you leave all your clothes. Come on.
I was the king of losing jackets.
Mm-hmm. You sound like Caleb.
Dude. Seriously, there's so many jackets I can think of that I'm like, I miss that jacket. Oh, I miss that one too.
Yeah.
Oh, that one was such a great jacket.
Yeah, my son has borrowed every one of my jackets and has left them at school. I had... You probably remember that Amber Lynn sweater that I had.
Yeah.
That thing was a classic. Thing's probably worth $500 because it's a classic now. And he left it. What did they put?
Kurt Hussle?
Kurt Hussle. Yes.
But what do we do with Kurt Russell? Like,
I don't know. Kurt Muscle Milk.
Okay, no. See, I was thinking if we're going suede, we need suede posters. And when you think suede posters, you think dogs playing poker. And so it could be Kurt Russell Terrier. And he's like, Kurt Russell as a dog playing poker on our suede poster. Love it. Somebody said something with Kevin Bacon. Got to include Kevin Bacon in this. I don't know.
Kevin Rakin, and it's Rakes. It's Rakes. Kevin Rakin.
No, that's just going to be our nickname because we're going to be Kevin Rakin in the dough with our business model. Am I right? Somebody said Chuck Norris. They could be shoes that look like Chucks. I feel like we'll get sued doubly for that one.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Oh.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, yo. I have an idea for a business.
Okay.
What about Clay Walkers? You can sell walkers to old people.
Oh, Clay Walkers. That's pretty good, man. I love that.
All right.
All right, thanks. Why did this become the topic? We do so much like prepping and research. I say we, but I really mean you.
Well, no. I mean, come on.
I mean, it's really a team effort.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Tom Handkerchiefs.
Tom Handkerchiefs. I'm Googling that one.
Starmy, I've never loved you more. Yeah, Chuck Norris, Chuck Taylor's. Somebody said, for Tom Selleck, you could sell Magnum P.I. Lowe's.
Guys, Tom Handkerchiefs are not, that's not created.
That's not a real thing?
No.
Dude, Magnum P.I. Lowe's,
oh, wait, hold on,
is one of the funniest things I've ever read.
That's really good.
Oh my gosh, dude! Val Kilmer.
Okay.
It's a hitman agency. Like,
what?
Yeah. It's a terrible joke, Starmy. It's a terrible joke. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dude, Chuck Porras, cleaning sponges. For Roundhouse. You use them Roundhouse.
Oh, man. Oh, those are good. 585 Live if you want to text into the show. God, these are all great companies we can start. And we do all of them.
Man.
We could really cash in on this, guys. Who's in? Who wants to start at the ground floor? Who wants to get in?
Somebody said we could do a whole sports line called Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
Oh, dude, are you ready for this pillow? The Matthew McCotton-hay.
Can you imagine if we had an interview with Matthew McConaughey and we pitched him the idea? We actually had a pillow and we're like, we just started this new business.
It's called Matthew McCotton-hay.
I would love to just see the look on their face. We're like, we're wondering if maybe you could just sign the pillow.
Oh, man.
And then we'll tattoo your signature on each pillow.
Sylvester Cologne.
These are all great.
These are brilliant. How about Chuck Flores? Dude, oh, man.
Oh, these are amazing.
Oh, Hulk Hoagies. Get eaten. Oh, man.
How did we start talking about this?
My Patrick Swayze.
Oh, yeah.
Because of your suede pillow that we made up.
It's not made up. It's real.
Oh, my gosh.
585 Live. Keep them coming. Yeah. We'd love to hear your business
idea. There's so many pouring in. It's unreal.
Could you get sued?
Yes, dude. Magnum P.I. Lowe's is still my favorite because it sounds like something Megamind would say.
Right?
P.I. Lowe's.
All right. We'll be right back. Hearts Like Lions. It's Star 88. Good morning.
Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome to the program.
803.
High today of 73 degrees. Traffic! Oh, I wanted to take a look at the roads, and I was just playing a video game there as Captain America.
Wow, dude. Lots of stuff happening. Road construction, left lane closed, Wantabo Boulevard between Montgomery and Spain. Looking for any accidents reported right now. There are none, however. It's a lot of slowdown going if you're traveling I-40 eastbound before you get to Coors, as well as I-25 northbound right before the Big I. It's pretty backed up there as well. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Man, Starmy, you are hilarious.
Yeah, dude.
So funny. Before the break, we were talking about, my pillow? It was Patrick Swayze,
man. It was a double-sided Patrick Swayze pillow.
Yeah.
Of course, it was made of suede.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we started talking about other inventions that could be named after actors.
Yeah.
And the Starmy went nuts.
We've got a whole line, though, of... I feel like this pillowcase thing is probably our best bet.
Yeah.
Because I've got a couple more. But let's see. First, Starmy members... How about the Sylvester Go Home pillow?
Yes.
The Ryan Red Nose. And that's, you could sell Rudolph Red Noses for the holidays.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds Red Nose. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Stretching on that one.
Okay. If we get into like a restaurant business, we could have the Tangerina Jolie. Maybe it's a dessert.
All right.
Maybe we care about fashion, care about makeup and whatnot. The Jack Black Scara.
Oh, nice.
Or, you know, since we're already like pillows and comforters, why not something that you wear at night? The Nighty Riders.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it could be endorsed by the Hoff, man. Oh, man. The Mick Jaguar. The car that looks really ugly but rocks.
Oh, my gosh.
That's sad. Oh, man. How about Dex-Mex Restaurant or Steve Ho's Gardening Tools?
Yes.
Sylvester Clone was a good one, man.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Let's see. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhoodies.
Oh, man.
Bob Floss.
Bob Floss?
The floss dispenses from his hair.
Oh, my gosh.
You can double your order, get a free pick that looks like a paintbrush right here with the colors. And Brad's Pitts. Underarm deodorant.
Ooh.
Yeah. Heisen Burger Joint. It's a good one. We could do that right here in Albuquerque, man.
Yeah. 585 Live, if you want to text in or call us at 338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing? This is Mark in Arizona.
Hey, Mark.
Guys, everybody knows that denim is the ultimate way to dry off your car. And the best way to do it is with the denim chamois. I call it the Jean-Claude Hand Sham.
Yeah. Yay! That's great. That was amazing. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, you too. Oh, man.
That was really good.
That was so good, man. Let's see. So many. Somebody said a party story. You could call it Emilio Festivez. Nothing but Mighty Doug merchandise. Emilio! Thank you, Dougie Doug. George Coney dogs. Like, that's a good idea. We got, oh man. If you want to go into the clothing business for skirts, you could go Scarlet No Pantsin.
Okay. Oh man.
Continuing with our trend of trying to come up with different pillows and whatnot. How about the Robert Feather Downey Jr. pillow?
Yes.
Man. The Michael Knight time pillow.
All right.
Wesley Wipes.
Okay, that's it. Wesley Wipes. That is it right there.
Somebody else said Kurt Hussle's gym. It's a good one. I'm waiting to see if anybody. Yeah, Robert Downey pillows is great, dude.
That is a good one.
I got Patrick Swayze, dude. Matthew McConaughey. That's great.
That's a good
because
one.
That's a different kind.
Yes.
Maybe suede and cotton aren't your thing. Maybe you're wanting to go a little more like 70s classic. How about the Harrison corduroy?
Okay.
I wrote that one down earlier. I was waiting to see if anybody had anything. The Magnum Pilos is still so funny to me, man.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Thank you, Starmie. So great. People are dying on the live line, just in tears. So,
what about the Kevin Rakins?
I mean, you really like those.
I was trying to think of something with Steven Seagal, because I would capitalize on that in a second.
Yeah.
Steven. I don't know. I don't know if there's anything you can do with that.
Well, I mean, for you, there's one thing that he has always had that you don't.
Hair?
Yeah, the ponytail, man. So it could be the Steven Sebald caps. And it's like, it's a ponytail bald cap. So
Sebald
it makes
caps.
You look like makes you look like Steven Seagal from Marked for Death.
Yes.
With the crazy long ponytail.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it comes with a free pair of yellow sunglasses.
Yeah. Oh, man. These are great. Dude, the live line is going crazy.
585 Live. Keep them coming. Amazing.
Oh, man.
We're hitting Shark Tank with some of these ideas.
Yeah, man. Oh. Satin Oswald is brilliant.
That's a good one. Good
that
job.
That one's on the list, man. Satin Oswald.
Yeah. MC Hammers.
Wait, what? Oh, is that part of the Steve hose? Like that's my line of yeah. gardening tools and yeah.
yeah.
Gosh, man, John Cusack of potatoes. That's pretty good.
Celine Dion's, you know, like
Celine Dion's ranch.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That's so great. Ben Stiller moonshine. Oh, dude, here you go. It's your new hotel chain. It's the John Stamos Nights. The star meet, like, I can't keep up. There's so many pouring in on the live line right now. Steven Cigars!
That's Steven Cigars!
No, yes, the Steven Cigars. But he gotta got, like, the crazy, like, angry squinty eye face. And talk, yeah. Oh, man. Somebody else said Steven Snake All Plumbing Service. Like, you got the little
yes.
snake all.
All right, yeah. I'm down with that.
How about super absorbing Dexter cloth? if you want a better rain gutter, the Steven Cigutters. Bruce Lee jeans.
Yes.
Marky Mark and Funky Bunches of Oats cereal. Somebody else just said hi.
Hi.
Steven Begals.
Or Beagles. Steven Beagles.
And just, oh, dude. Lyndon B. Johnson, the presidential pillow.
Okay.
Oh, man. For all your feline needs, if we ever need a pet store, how about the kitty purry?
Oh, man.
Or if we want to go back to another food service, we could totally do Steven Bagels.
Steven Bagels.
Yeah. Kevin Space Eaters.
Okay.
People are trying so hard.
Yeah, I think we've
exhausted it.
It's ran its course.
No way, bro.
Give me one more.
No.
Give me one more.
They're so bad. I don't know.
Okay, well, if you want to keep them coming, 585 Live.
Let's use a new word every day.
A new word!
And now, today's word of the day.
Snaccident. Snaccident is your word of the day. It's a noun, and eating an entire bag/box of something by mistake.
Oh.
Is a snaccident.
So is that like when you go get some ice cream, but you accidentally eat the whole tub of Johnny Deppin' Dots?
Yes. Yep. That's it. Yep. Snaccident.
Thank you so much, Charmy.
Oh,
a snaccident.
That's so good.
He only meant to have like four or five.
Sorry. Snaccident, man.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did we legit know that Steven Seagal is a deputy sheriff in Las Cruces, New Mexico now?
He moved to Las Cruces.
That's what we were just told.
Well, I know that he was a police officer. I think in Louisiana, in New Orleans. I think because there was a reality show where he was where he was a cop.
Is this real?
So he might have moved to Las Cruces. Oh, guys, I used to clean Steven Seagal's house when I was a kid.
Okay, dang it, people! Why do you have to talk about him? Because this is what happens.
Yep. I used to clean his house, and he is a terrible human being. I'm just going to say it right now.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
He was not very nice to me when I met him.
Okay.
I mean, I did tell him about the time I put on his buckskin jacket, and he didn't.
Oh, I forgot you really did meet him.
That.
That's
yeah.
true. But that's how you started the conversation.
No, it's not. I went that way when he didn't want to talk to me after I introduced myself and I said that I used to clean his house up in Montana with my grandma. He shut down and basically didn't want to talk to me anymore. So I told him about the buckskin jacket that I tried on.
Wow.
Yeah. Got pretty uncomfortable after that.
Yeah, dude, you're not supposed to tell him about
well,
that.
Well, I mean, it was, man, if they had smartphones back then, oh man, I could have had some great pictures.
I really, really wish I could find confirmation that he actually is, because this says he lives in Colorado.
Huh. Well, I mean, he is a cop. I know that. And he likes to wear those yellow-tinted glasses.
He does. He wears them with style.
He has predator vision.
You cleaned his house and took his things, man.
I didn't take his things. I didn't take anything. I just tried on his coat and maybe lied in his bed.
Somebody said, the Starmy does not know the Dex cleaning story. Tell it, tell it, tell it. You've never told that on this station.
Well, there's not much to tell. I mean, my grandma used to clean Steven Seagal's house. He owned, it was the Sun Ranch up in Montana, right outside of Ennis, where I grew up. And probably a $4 or $5 million property that he had purchased. And my grandma, she was looking for some part-time work. And her friend offered her a job to help clean his house once or twice a week. So I asked Grandma if I could go up and hang with her for the day. And she said, yes, you can, Joseph. So I went up and beautiful house. And he had, I remember he had a stuffed, I think it was a polar bear. He had statues of Buddha everywhere. He had a lot of pictures of himself everywhere. I mean, he really did love himself a lot. I went into his bedroom because he wasn't home at the time. He was out shooting a movie. And he has that famous buckskin jacket that he always wears in his movies.
Yeah.
He had that in his closet. And sure enough, I tried it on. Looked in the mirror.
I can't Looked believe great. You did that.
I did. Yep.
How old were you?
Must have been probably 12 or 13 years old.
Man.
And he had a hidden room, which it was, for some reason, the hidden door was cracked open. And I remember opening up the door, and he had an arsenal of guns. I mean, he had machine guns. He had bullets. Grenade launcher. I don't know. I made that up. He didn't have grenade launchers.
What are you saying?
But he had a whole thing of just... I mean, he could have started a war with all the weapons he had. He made my dad's bunker look small. But, he had a beautiful house up in Montana for a while. And the people of Venice didn't really appreciate him too much because he wasn't a very nice person.
Well, the people in rural Doña Ana County in southern New Mexico sure appreciate him.
Well, okay.
This is real. This was real back in 2013, though. I've been, trying to find something. But, yeah, back in 2013, he was down there in Cruces. I found another article from 2014.
Huh.
He was down talking border security. But yeah.
Yeah, what a weird spot for him to be hanging out.
Oh, man. Starmie, you're helping me with my business.
Sorry. What do you got?
Well, you know, I'm just trying to stick with the pillowcases, you know? So we've got the Harrison Corduroy, the Patrick Swayze. The Matthew McConaughey, mm-hmm. right? We got a couple more.
They're great.
Dude, the Magnum Pilos still. I feel that's going to be our biggest seller. Johnny Cashmere? How about Fleece Witherspoon?
Oh, that's right. I like that. That's
Fleece
good.
Fleece Witherspoon is awesome.
Fleece Witherspoon. Write it down.
We'll give you credit. But that's about it. We're keeping all the money. Just going to start
telling
a pillowcase
line. We find people that look like these stars.
Oh, man. Part of that presidential line, you know, remember? We got the Lyndon, what was it, Lyndon B. Johnson?
Uh-huh.
How about the George W. Cushions? Part of that presidential line.
Okay.
Oh, man! Somebody wants to know if you ever saw Bigfoot when you lived in Montana.
Never saw Bigfoot, guys.
No?
Never heard any screams, any howls, nothing. Sorry. Nothing.
Okay.
It's going down to two burrs.
We are 3 short days away.
From what?
The biggest event in sports entertainment history. WrestleMania!
WrestleMania is going down this Sunday, and Bill Goldberg is slated to face Brock Lesnar for the WWE Universal title at WrestleMania this Sunday in Orlando, Florida, Florida, Florida.
Is the Jeter household just losing their minds?
It's hard to say. Luke is inviting his best friend over. We're gonna watch.
Yeah.
But like,
He's gonna win, right? I mean, that's I don't think so.
I don't think he's
going to. He should win.
He is currently the champ, and he's fighting Brock Lesnar, and he's like just taking Brock to task. So I feel like Brock's going to have his like revenge at WrestleMania and win.
And then Goldberg will retire for good and never come back.
Because here's the thing. Goldberg described his most recent run with the company as, quote, miserable. He was hanging out on ENC's Pod of Awesomeness. That is Edge and Christian. They used to be wrestlers in the WWE. They have a podcast now. And he said, I'll be honest, I'm miserable. I'm absolutely miserable. Nobody get me wrong when I say I've been miserable throughout this, but I am. I'm miserable. I'm bloated 24 hours a day. I'm stressed 24 hours a day. I don't sleep. But it's a small price to pay. People are expecting me to be able to do exactly what I did back then. I'm nothing but a machine now. I get up in the morning. I eat. I train. I eat. It's the toughest thing I've ever embarked upon, guys. I'm 13 years removed from the business. Can't name a power wrestler who's come back 13 freaking years afterwards and then within 20 pounds of what he was back then.
Wow.
End quote. That's what Goldberg said. But it hasn't been all bad news for the family, who has basically, man, he retained his status as a fan favorite. Like, people love him right now.
Yeah, I bet. He was one of my favorites.
So he also said, my family's having fun, man. And hey, at the end of the day, if I want to smile, I'll buy a car. That's how I'm happy. I did. I bought one on the way back from Survivor Series in Toronto.
Ah, good for him.
Yeah. End quote.
Yeah, that would be really hard. Because how old is he?
What did it say? 51.
Man.
I think it doesn't say in the article. Let me look it up real quick.
Yeah, because to be able to do... people don't really understand what these wrestlers go through and how...
Right.
Extreme it is.
He's 50 years old.
That's crazy for a guy to maintain...
50 years old, dude.
Yeah, that's got to be really hard.
Yeah, doing this at 50, he said, is miserable. But he did say, what stinks is, then you go online and I look up Bill Goldberg and it's like, Bill Goldberg, absolutely miserable. Doing this at 50, miserable. Bill Goldberg is miserable.
Yeah, of course he is.
But then you read the story and his quote was, nobody get me wrong when I say I've been miserable. You know, because he says it's a small price to pay and his family's loving it. And so it's hard, but he's doing it and his family loves it. So it's not like, I don't know.
It would be miserable.
Yeah. By a Starmie member wanted to know the name of that Edge and Christian podcast. It's called ENC's Pod of Awesomeness. Yeah.
Cool.
So they had Bill Goldberg on. He was talking about it. So yeah, I couldn't imagine. 50 years old. And he really is. Like, he's going to be headlining WrestleMania at 50. Taking on Brock Lesnar, and that's going to be...
Yeah, I can almost see now him probably losing, so he can just be done.
Yeah.
Because if he wins, won't he have to come back and...
Yeah, and that's the thing. So it's like, dude, life is so short. He's 50, you know what I mean? And it's incredible because he's... I think of the sacrifice... And people are like, whatever, bro, he's a WWE superstar making tons of money, blah, 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 blah. He's on the road. He said he's basically a machine. Yeah. He's eating, he's training, he's eating, he's sleeping.
Yeah, the life of a wrestler is not glamorous at all.
And yet he's doing this for his family. You know, his son in the front row and his wife in the front row, and they're willing to do this. What I did find a little funny, though, was when it's like, man, this is miserable, I'm going to go buy a car.
Yeah.
Because I've been that guy. Like, I used to be that guy where I was like, if I was down, if I was something, it was like, I'm going to go buy something because that's going to fulfill my life, you know?
Yeah, and it never does.
No, it obviously doesn't. But
it's like, fun for, you know, a few days, and then you're like, why did I do that?
And that doesn't mean you can't have cool stuff, because I think on the flip side, people would say, you know, like, oh, well, I'm just going to deny everything and blah, and you're kind of like miserable oppositely because... You think you're doing the right thing? That doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that people with money can't enjoy the things that they've been blessed with.
Yeah.
But it does mean that if you're trying to find your fulfillment, like at the end of the day, like you're just, it's just more stuff.
What
man.
Is it? A hasty decision leads to financial ruin?
Oh, man.
I've been down that path many times.
Deep,
so
man.
that kind of sticks with me because at times when I've.
Dave Ramsey, right?
I don't know. Is that in the Bible? I think that's in Proverbs.
Nah, man. Pretty sure that was your boy, man. Dave Ramsey.
I don't think so.
No, I mean, you can look it up. Here are five things people do that make you seem rude. Great. I have to write these down because I don't ever want to seem rude. Number one, not saying thank you.
Yeah. You got, come on, guys. That's just basic stuff.
Yeah. Gotta say thank you. Number two, interrupting people. I try not to do that. I think it's gotten easier now that Teo's gone. We don't interrupt each other.
Yeah, it is a lot easier.
Because there's only two of us talking. So, number three, on the list of five things that you do that make you seem rude, asking really personal questions. Huh. That's interesting. Is it rude to ask personal questions? Maybe if you don't know the person?
Whoa. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You got to be careful with that because, you don't want to be put in that uncomfortable situation.
Right. Number four, not having good table manners. Do you have good table manners?
I don't know. I don't think so.
That's the one thing I try and have.
No,
we're eating at the family.
Put my elbows on the table. I probably smack.
Are you engaged in conversation?
No, I just want to eat.
Okay. Lastly, checking your phone when you're talking to someone. I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, you're terrible at that.
I am the worst at that, guys. Does that make me seem rude?
Yeah, you zone out.
Okay.
Because with you, I'll ask you a question, and then I have to wait like 90 seconds to get a response because you're just like doing something on your phone.
Huh?
And then 90 seconds later, so what was your question?
I'm sorry.
It's cool, bro.
I love my phone. It connects me to people all around the world while disconnecting me from everyone directly in front of me. Oh, it's so great. It's my key to happiness, guys, much like Bill Goldberg. Hit him with that verse, Dex.
Proverbs 21:5.
I mean, I guess.
The plans of the diligent lead to profit, mm-hmm. as surely as haste leads to poverty.
That's what you're trying to say.
Well, I mean.
Dave Ramsey said that much better.
I don't think he did. Pretty sure.
Pretty sure he uses that.
Pretty sure I made that up. It's probably on me.
Just pretty sure that's totally. Okay. Well done. Man, so many people are chiming in right now on our live line, and everybody just wants to keep talking about our business ideas.
You want to get in on the ground floor, Starmy? It's going to be a massive empire.
Somebody said Brock's going to win, by the way.
We're going to have so many inventions.
Okay.
We'll probably get sued. But that's okay. We'll be making so much money, it won't even matter.
Really?
Heck yeah.
Somebody said Polyester Stallone.
I like the Sylvester Cologne better.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, we got to take a break. It is Thursday morning, 585 Live, if you want to text into the show. Hit me. Before we go to break.
Starmy member just started a company that sells car tires and offers financial advice. It's called Dave Ramsey.
Okay. On that note, we'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
With many parts of the nation in the grip of an opioid heroin epidemic, President Trump has appointed New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to head a commission to address the problem.
This is an epidemic in our country.
Sentenced to a year and a half in prison, Governor Christie's former Deputy Chief of Staff, Bridget Kelly, vowed to appeal.
I will not allow myself to be the scapegoat in this case.
Kelly and co-defendant Bill Baroni, who was sentenced to 2 years in prison, both signaled Governor Christie knew more about the lane closures and their political intent than he has publicly acknowledged.
A bill that would allow internet providers to sell their customers' surfing habits.
On this vote, the yeas are 215, the nays are 205. The joint resolution is passed.
Britain has started Brexit, leaving the European Union.
A rare public appearance for First Lady Melania Trump. She's at the State Department presenting the International Women of Courage Award to 13 recipients.
The Library of Congress is out with the latest additions to the National Recording Registry.
Japanese conglomerate Toshiba says it's allowing U.S.-based nuclear unit Westinghouse Electric to file for bankruptcy. Protection.
The FDA has just approved the first drug for an aggressive form of multiple sclerosis.
8:35, and I am tired.
No!
Yes, I am.
High today of 73 degrees. Thankfully, today has been pretty peaceful, actually, comparatively to yesterday where it was sprinkling. There are absolutely no accidents to report today. However, I'm telling you, man, this Jefferson construction is making everybody cray-cray because I-25 southbound, as you go from Paseo, nearing Jefferson and San Mateo, and all, it's pretty backed up. Glad you look at traffic.
Thank you.
Traffic!
Guys, the world's strongest coffee is now available in America. It's here. Have you ever heard of Black Insomnia Coffee?
I have not.
It debuted in South Africa last year. It has 702 milligrams of caffeine in a 12-ounce cup.
Oh, wow.
That's more than three times the caffeine in the same size cup at Starbucks. About nine times the caffeine in a can of Red Bull. Or 21 times the caffeine in a can of Coke. They say it's still a safe amount to drink, although you'll always need to be careful with extreme amounts of caffeine. There was a study from 2005 found it probably takes 5 grams of caffeine to put your life in danger, which would be 7 cups of this coffee. Yeah, you can buy it now. It's available in America. I would not recommend that, and I kind of wish I would have never read this story because that doesn't seem safe, even though it says it is. It's like, here's a pack of smokes. Here you go. No, it's not safe. Nobody can drink that much caffeine.
I mean,
you can, but it's not going to be good for you. They can't be okay for you.
Yeah. I mean.
What happened? What was it that happened recently with the, they fed some people, they gave them the wrong dose of caffeine or something? Do you remember what that was? Who was telling us about that? And they almost killed this person because they gave him too much? I'll have to research it. I don't know. I thought you might have told me about it.
Almost killed him?
Yeah, they...
What? Does that sound like a story I tell? Yeah, it actually does sound like a story I tell.
Yeah, I don't remember what if it was a company or if it was a stupid YouTube video, but they almost killed this person because they thought they were giving them, you know, it was a high dose of caffeine, but it was high enough to kill them.
Oh gosh!
And luckily they didn't
die.
See,
this is why, guys, you got to kick that caffeine to the curb.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't live off caffeine anymore. Mm-mm. But I could use one right now. I mean, I kind of want to go get a Coke right now.
You want some of my tea?
No, I don't like tea.
Okay, fine.
But I could really go for one.
You think I love tea? You think I'm like, man, this water with the bag of like leaves in it just makes my day.
You don't love it, huh?
I don't. But I have to have something. I'm not having coffee right now.
We got a letter.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter.
Wonder who it's from.
It's funny because this would be a perfect day to have Shannon on the show. She texted me and said, "You guys sound like you need me this morning."
She said that today?
Yeah. Well, Shannon, you're welcome anytime.
I mean, you can come in right now if you want. She'd come like barrel. I just see her barreling in. I was outside. Hey, guys.
Hi, guys. I'm right here.
I'm here.
Just don't ask my wife to watch your kids, okay? Because she's tired.
Oh, my gosh. Three people are asking if April the giraffe had her baby. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Guys, I hold on a second.
Let me do this real quick. Go ahead and check.
Giraffe.
No, we got a letter.
It's a giraffe.
Sorry. Just a quick interruption here. Guys, I've never seen this before. During the break, I was watching April, and she was definitely checking out her tail. I mean, her head was all the way stretched behind herself, and she was kind of looking in that direction where the baby giraffe the calf will be coming out of. But today's the day. They say 160,000 people are watching right now. Vets are on standby.
The message from Dr. Tim, that is the veterinarian who is in charge, said, "Okay, gang, if you've been watching today, you should start getting excited. We are seeing almost all the signs of birth happening within the coming days.
I've definitely seen some things I've never seen before. She was checking out her belly. Look at Oliver. Oliver's just very excited in the background. He's just staring at her right now.
Brought to you by FarmAnimalsOnly.com, the number one dating site for livestock.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's get back to this letter.
Just saying, the countdown to calf.
I have a friend who went to Goodwill on Saturday and got 5 shirts for $17. He asked me why I never go there. So I said, if you shop at Goodwill and don't need to, aren't you, in essence, trying to beat the system by taking nice clothes out of the hands of needy people who might want to buy them?
What?
So the question is it okay for anyone to shop at Goodwill?
This is the stupidest letter we've ever gotten.
I won't lie. back in the day, years ago, when I first went into Goodwill, I honestly didn't really know because I didn't grow up with Goodwills.
What do you mean you didn't know? You didn't know what?
Well, I really thought it was you had to make a certain amount of money. I mean, you had to be like poor to go in there because everything was cheap.
Wow, how stereotypical are you?
I know, right? I didn't know anything about it. But then when I first went in, I was, this is my place because I like to kind of go and look for T-shirts, you know, classic T-shirts. I like to find, you know, classic, you know, band shirts. I'm always on the hunt. And plus, it's very inexpensive. So the question is it okay for everybody to shop at Goodwill? Well, yeah.
That's a real question we
it's
got.
It's a real question.
That's somebody emailed us this, guys. This is a real... Okay, I got to be honest. When I was a kid, I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
I totally thought it was
Well, if you are donating your clothes...
That's for the less fortunate. They give all that stuff away to the homeless. I didn't know it was a store for the longest time.
Well, and...
And then I think it was like in high school or something for like a play. And they needed something. It's like, well, go to Goodwill. And I'm like, oh, go to Goodwill.
You're right. Yeah.
It's for the homeless.
Right.
But now, these shoes, Buffalo Exchange.
See what I'm
Not
talking
that
about?
Not that says anything, because they're just as expensive.
That's true. But, Buffalo Exchange is a little bit different, I think, than Goodwill, isn't it?
I don't think... I mean, yeah. It's different in that they are like in the Nob Hill area, and it's like... Nice stuff, but does Goodwill just accept anything?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is different then.
Yeah.
I brought in like a ton of clothes, and they took like 5 of my shirts, and then the rest, they're like, do you want us to donate this? And we're like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was nice clothes.
Well, you've been in a Goodwill, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they
I've been in a Goodwill.
They have furniture. They have toys.
Yeah.
They have books. They have like all these dishes. They have all that stuff.
What's wrong with wanting to get something on the cheap?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I will say when I was a kid, I didn't understand. Like, I was that little snobbery kid that I would smack today.
Yeah.
That, like, everything had to be new. Like, no! Yeah. I'm not going to wear those!
My kids went through that phase.
Somebody else wore those! Gross!
Yeah.
And now I'm like, yeah, no, these pants, $4? Yeah. My pants!
Last time I took my kids to the Goodwill, they were embarrassed because we're at the Goodwill. And I was like, why are you embarrassed? Don't be stupid.
Somebody just said, Savers, bro! Got my first suit there. It's not like you can buy out the entire clothing department. Plenty of questionable clothing to go around.
Heck yeah! That's what I'm talking about.
You know, I feel like a jerk because I immediately am like, this is the stupidest question! But there was a real human being that actually typed this out and like... wanted to email us, so I apologize.
I bet you anything there are tons of people that probably have never gone into a Goodwill.
Somebody said, okay, so she's saying since we have the money to buy expensive clothes, we should?
Let's see. If this is what she said. If you shop at Goodwill and don't need to, aren't you in essence trying to beat the system by taking nice clothes out of the hands
what system?
Of needy people who might want to buy them?
Okay.
So basically she's saying, you know, the people in poverty, people that are poor, that can't afford nice new things, they shop at places like Goodwill for their families. And if you can't afford nice things, aren't you taking away?
I guess I'm trying to like comprehend the theory behind this, like why they would feel this way. Because I do note that like I do tend to get frustrated when I see friends or like... celebrity band friends or like celebrity type friends who make way more money than like I do. And it seems like they're the ones that are always like, dude, I just got this free $2,000 guitar. Oh, bro, I just got this free. And it seems like they're usually the ones getting like free stuff. And I'm like, but you can afford to pay for that. I can't. Well, how did you get that for free? You know what I mean? Yeah. So I understand those frustrations, but I would never go so far as to say like, well, yeah, because I can afford this. Like one person said, okay, I have the money for new clothes, but I love thriftiness.
Yeah.
That's how you stay out of debt.
Good call, man. And that's how I look at it. There's nothing wrong with thrift shopping. Yeah. I think it's actually kind of fun.
Somebody said, I shop secondhand stores all the time. Found a Bible from 1768 at the Salvation Army.
No way.
That is crazy.
That's got to be worth some money, right?
I know, right?
Thank you so much for calling. Good morning.
Oh, yeah, this is real awkward now.
Oh, great. Oh,
well,
speaking of my Richie friends that get free stuff, oh, Steve and Christian from Amberlin, let's give them all the free stuff. And I'm like, hey, man, speaking of secondhand clothes, I think I'm actually wearing your shirt right now. I'm wearing the blue V-neck that you handed down to me.
He wears it all the time.
And your black dress shoes that you gave me.
Wow, he's wearing your clothes.
I am.
Wow.
I'm wearing your stuff.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. So, Dex, I put this whole bag together to give to Savers.
Yeah.
And instead of going to Savers, I just handed it to Steve-O. They had a bunch of random socks.
Dude, there was one pair of actual socks. Like, one pair of Tommy Hilfiger, like,
you have them
hey,
on.
Here's a pair of socks. Yeah, I'm wearing them. And then the rest of it was like, well, here's a gray sock, and here's a green sock. Like, sock.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good question for you, Steven, because, you know, you being in Amberlin
and super rich.
Yeah, you know, according to the internet, you know, you're worth
$4
million.
40, I thought, last time.
Well, the band's worth $40
million. Easy.
Steven Christian's worth $4 million. Do you ever shop at places like Goodwill or thrift shops?
I do, man. I jam Savers. Seriously, I know it's, you know, I think it's great. You could find some really good stuff. Like, I love, like, vintage jackets. I think those are great. The only thing, okay, there's two hesitations with the whole Goodwill system, Savers, and all that kind of stuff. The first one being, like, I feel so guilty when I drop stuff off and they give you, like, a receipt, like you're supposed to turn into the government. I'm like, man, I'm not writing this off. I'm dropping you off like my has-beens. I'm not going to, you know, tell you, oh, it's worth $500.
Can
like,
you,
the worst part
can you
about
give that to me?
Goodwill? Yes, I will.
Thank you.
But the worst part of Goodwill's is underwear. Like, really?
Yeah,
I can wear other people's jacket, maybe pants, but really,
I'm wearing your boxer briefs right now. Really? What do you mean? You gave me like three pair of boxer briefs. Did you not mean to put those in there? Because I'm sporting them, man. They're comfy, little snug, well, yeah. But like still comfy.
Okay. I'm just saying, who wears the secondhand underwear?
Yeah, I don't get it either. My grandma used to. We had a place in Ennis, Montana, this little town I grew up in, called the Nearly New. It was Nearly New. And she used to give us underwear for Christmas from the Nearly New.
No.
And it had the little hash brown in there, and it was just like, Grandma, are you kidding me? There's a stain. Unbelievable. I'm not wearing these.
Did you just call it that?
Yeah, it was a hash brown. You know, that's the stain you can't get out.
Incredible.
Oh, man. I love it. I'm a fan. Stepping. I'm a fan of free stuff.
And hash
brown. Can you guys hook me up with some tickets or something? Did I win some prize?
Yeah, we'll give you those Mercy Me tickets, man, that you wanted. So all right, we got them for
you. Yes! Oh, my favorite station, 109,000 lightning bolt.
Hang up on yourself right now.
Oh, there you go. Later.
Kisses.
Okay.
I'm so glad he called.
Because you were talking about
him. Because
I
really am wearing his clothes right now. I ain't got no shame. It was like, I want your fancy clothes.
That's
and here's my favorite part about it is the clothes that he handed down to me, you couldn't give away to Goodwill. Because like I was actually wearing one of his t-shirts yesterday too. And there's like seven, it was like an Adam Levine white t-shirt with just like seven holes in it. Yeah. I'm like, did it come holy like this? Is it because he's so close to Jesus, it's just so holy? Or did, like, how are all of his shirts Like, all of the t-shirts he gave me had at least three holes in it.
Wow.
There's no way they would
take them. What's he doing? Come on. We got a letter. Is it okay for anyone to shop at Goodwill? Is the question. This person has a friend who went to Goodwill and got five shirts for $17. He asked me why I never go there. So I said, if you go shop at Goodwill and don't need to, aren't you in essence trying to beat the system by taking nice clothes out of the hands of needy people who might want to buy them? And I can understand if you've never gone to a Goodwill or a thrift shop. You know, I think you probably do feel that way. I mean, it's, are they there for people that can't afford to go to a mall or, you know, the nice shops and buy new stuff? I mean, is that why they're there? Sure. Yeah.
No, man.
But they're there for everybody.
They're there for me. I prefer pants and underwear that have already been stretched, you know? Like, just pre-stretch them for me, man.
Pre-stretch.
Just take them.
Oh. 585 Live if you want to text in.
By the way, somebody has a bone to pick. Did you say classical? They have classical band shirts?
Sure, they have everything.
Classical band shirts?
I said classic.
Are you sure?
I said classic.
Sounds like it said classical, like Bach and Beethoven shirts.
I probably said classical.
They got classical rock band shirts, man.
Yes, like, I probably did.
Man, Beethoven.
I talk good here.
Yeah. Somebody said Goodwill should be more about providing jobs to people who really need them. By shopping there, you're supporting jobs. For the homeless down on their luck. Somebody else said, well, great, now I want to go to Goodwill. Somebody said all the money that is spent at the stores and Goodwill goes towards the Goodwill program. Some of them actually help people get jobs, train people for jobs. So if you have the money, why not spend it there?
There you go. Yeah.
Somebody said, when I was a kid, all my clothes came from secondhand stores. Since I can now afford it, I refuse to shop at these stores now. Huh? See, and like for me and for the Jeter boys, I think Jack got like some new clothes.
Yeah.
And then it was like, hand it down to Luke. Now hand it down to
Brady.
Like,
that's the way it is.
Just trash bags.
You have three boys.
Like, yeah.
And so Caleb and Landon wears all of Caleb's old clothes.
Yeah. Now, like Brody's four, you know, and it's like, oh, remember this t-shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is the Blindside shirt they gave us. Like, we still have this little Blindside shirt that we got from the band. And it was just like this little tiny shirt.
You know what's crazy is Caleb wears my shirts now.
Really?
That's how big my son is.
Yeah, Jack and Luke, instead of like taking everything to like Buffalo. It was like, hey, you guys want to go through like my band tee selection first?
Mm-hmm.
And so they grabbed a couple hoodies and stuff. And it's like, this is weird. Somebody said, last year we went to Denver, shopped at the Goodwill, outfitted the whole family with snow gear for about $100, made the entire vacation.
There you go.
Somebody else chimed in and said, I worked at a Goodwill store in San Diego. There was always stuff pouring in. I can't say for sure. Most likely there's a back room full of stuff that needs to be sorted through and put on the floor.
Last time I went to San Diego, my brother and I went with our sister, and we hit all the thrift shops. That's one of the best places to go when you're down by the beach, because you get a lot of the clothes that you might be into, you know, beachwear.
Other people saying they don't see anything wrong with secondhand stuff. Buying new stuff every time just adds to all the waste that we produce.
Yeah.
Now, somebody else said Goodwill's pretty horrible, though. They go through everything and take all the high-priced stuff online so they can make money. But then if they're making money to provide jobs and stuff...
Well, it's a business. I mean, come on. I mean, of course, they got to make money.
Somebody said, see, be like Stephen Christian. He gives directly to the poor. he does.
He's such a good guy.
He is. I got some great shirts, guys.
And that $4 million a year that he
Look
makes.
At this shirt, man. I mean, it's a V-neck.
It's a V.
I would never buy a V-neck, but I was like, I mean, this is cool.
That's a great shirt.
I woke up this morning, I was like, oh, I put the shirt on, I was like, hey, look at me.
Yeah, I was pretty bummed when he brought in those bags of clothes, and I just was looking at you and going through them, and I was just saying to myself, I can't fit into any of those clothes.
You really can't. That's okay.
And I can't.
Someday you will.
But I did take these underwear that I have on right now.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool underwear.
Yeah. They're sweet.
Yeah.
I like that.
They have Mickey Mouse on.
Okay.
On them.
Somebody said reasons they rock thrift stores. Help keep those businesses open who do provide cheaper solutions for those who can't afford it. It keeps merchandise out of landfills. In our consumer throwaway culture, and it doesn't put money into businesses that unethically create clothing with slave trade. Oh, that's a good thought. Somebody said, I do know what system she's talking about. The CEO of Goodwill is a millionaire. So it's not like her friends are going down to the shelter and taking those clothes that's beating the system. And so is mooching off the state when you can work. Wait, what? Man.
Even if the CEO is a millionaire, I don't care. Again, it's a business. There's Goodwills all over. Of course. I mean, if they created the idea, then why not?
Yeah.
And they're creating jobs. They're helping people that, you know, financially can't afford to buy new clothes. I'm all about it.
Somebody else said, don't forget to add that it's eco-friendly to shop at thrift stores. We are the richest country in the world. We're the most wasteful country in the world. There's no reason not to shop there and to be humble. Somebody else said places like Goodwill and Savers, they donate their money to less fortunate. Yeah.
Yeah, those are great places, and it's so easy to just drop things off. You know, yeah. I mean, you just load up the back of your car or your truck. You just pull right up. There's people there that come out and take it right from you.
Somebody said secondhand clothes are the best because kids grow out of them so fast that, you know, no point. Justin from Los Alamos chimed in. I worked for Fuge Camps? F-U-G-E?
I don't know.
They helped out at a Salvation Army in Santa Fe, and I can attest to the enormous backroom warehouse of things that need to be sorted to put out on shelves. In the backroom, they give jobs to those who have trouble finding work.
Yeah.
It's cool, man.
I love that.
Thank you for the letter. Now go be thrifty and save some money.
Because
you're being a good steward of what God has given you, man.
Yeah, when you open up your garage and you can't park your car in your garage, well, it's because you have too much stuff. How about you take some of that down to some of the thrift locations and donate?
Yeah.
A lot of people out there need help. Thank you for the letter. You can always email us, studio@star88.fm. 585 Live if you want to text in. We'll take a quick break. We've got some more headlines for you. All kinds of TV shows being revived. We'll talk about some of these shows. And I'm excited about one of them. It's an HGTV show. It's coming back. We'll be right back. Brit Nicole, Pave, Star 88. Good morning. Am I waking up? Am I waking up? Yes? No. Not gonna lie. Woo! Been tough. Been tough this morning, guys. 9:04.
High today of 73 degrees.
Traffic.
Man, multiple accidents to report on the off-ramp. I-40 East at Rio Grande. Right there at exit 157. There's an accident reported there. Of course, it perfectly froze. Thank you. Thank you. Awesome.
Beautiful.
Terrible. There's also an accident I-40 East at Coors exit 155 as well. Man, jamming everything up. Now, they are on the off-ramp, so you're going to want to be careful. They are off to the right, but still. I-40 East at Rio Grande, I-40 East at Coors as well. Exit 155 and 157. Accidents reported there. There's also an accident reported Coors Boulevard at Paseo del Norte. That was reported about 10 minutes ago, so just now getting kind of cleaned up. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Guys, they say today could be the day for April the giraffe. What veterinarians say, all the signs are there, guys. If you have been waiting patiently for April to deliver the baby calf, makes sense. What's today's date? It's March 30th. Of course they're going to say that because you know what's going to happen, Steve-O. Come April 1st, you know exactly what's going to happen, don't you?
April
Fools!
It's going to be the greatest April Fool's joke in the history of April Fools.
April Fools.
That's what's happening. That's my theory. But I don't know. I mean, that could be a fake giraffe pregnancy suit that she's wearing. I've seen them on Etsy. They're $500. They're pretty cheap for your giraffe. But yeah, she might be wearing a fake pregnancy suit. So we'll see. We'll see if it's an April Fool's joke. But we're all waiting. 169,079 people are watching right now just on the YouTube video.
Mm.
That's not including all the millions of people on Facebooks.
On Facebooks.
Yes. On Facebooks.
On all the Facebooks, guys.
Brought to you by FarmAnimalsOnly.com. The number one dating site for livestock.
Man, that dating site has just gone up so much since we got them as a sponsor. Animals jumping on every day. All right, look at her and Oliver. She's eating. Oliver's watching her. He just loves her so much.
Hello, news. Welcome to the show. Crayola is going to retire one of its 24 core colors for the first time ever.
What?
Coming up this Friday, they're going to announce which one is getting cut. And they don't think it's going to be a basic color like blue or yellow.
Why do they got to retire it? Why got to do that?
It's because black is the color of negativity and they don't want children drawing in black. Actually, I know of schools here in the area that don't use black because of that reason. It's like negative, so they don't color with black crayons.
Did you see the
that's real, guys.
The video that has been going around. It's the color black, but it's blacker than the color black. So when you spray it on things, it messes with your mind because it takes the shape out of it. So let's say you had a pyramid shape, right?
Yeah.
You spray painted this with this new black whatever color.
Right.
And if you looked at it from the top, it would be the shape would completely disappear and it looks like a black hole. It's so black. Yeah, it's insane. It messes with your brain.
It's insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain.
They're thinking it's probably going to be more one of the redundant colors like yellow-green or scarlet. Man. But we'll find out Friday.
Why you got to retire it, though?
I mean,
why can't you just add?
What?
Just add the colors. Why do you got to retire a color?
Maybe they got to put a new color in there, and so they got to get rid of one of these redundant colors so they could add a new color.
No!
To the scheme, yo!
No! I don't like change.
Okay. Burger King got a jump start on April Fool's Day by releasing an ad for toothpaste that tastes like Whoppers.
Our flamed grilled Whopper is so good.
Are we allowed to play this?
Yeah, because it's fake.
Okay.
Our flamed grilled Whopper is so good that some people would do anything to keep the taste in their mouth.
To keep the Whopper's taste in my mouth? Haven't brushed my teeth for 2 weeks. It really works. But my wife dumped me.
We're done.
Don't worry. Burger King has the answer. To keep your mouth Whopper fresh, use Whopper toothpaste.
For real?
Yes. Its flame-grilled microgranules, enriched with sesamium seeds, contribute to your oral health. From day one, the ultra-fresh advanced Whopper technology will help keep your breath Whopper fresh longer than ever.
April Fools. April Fools.
They're so funny, I tell you what. But it's not an April Fool's joke if you do it before April Fool's,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's pretty messed
up. I don't like that was released ahead of time. That's stupid.
You can't
Whopper
do that.
Toothpaste.
April Fool's!
Ah! It's not April.
It's March 30th!
Come on, guys.
I agree with you. That's stupid. Speaking of, we're not going to do anything, right? Like, it's on a Saturday.
I remember I said that I won't do anything because
we're going to be broadcasting live. We're going to be hanging out. Not broadcasting live. I'm sorry. We're going to be emceeing an event.
We are?
Yeah, dude.
When?
Don't you April Fool me on Saturday. You and I are emceeing an event in 48 hours. Opening day ceremonies for Paradise Hills Little League.
I don't know, man. It's going to be a busy Saturday for me.
I think this is the third or fourth year that we'll be doing it.
Oh, well, it's going to be my second if I can make it.
You're going to make it.
Look at my schedule.
It's going to be great.
Probably need you to pick
You're
me up.
You're stressing so many people out right now. There are going to be so many, like, the House of Representatives, Senator-type people there.
Yeah.
I got the agenda, and I was like, wow.
Like last year when only one of them showed up?
No, this is like, we got a list, man. And everybody's like, yep. Okay.
Barry going to be there?
Barry?
Mayor Bear?
Oh. I'm like, Barry Gibb? I don't think so. I like the Bee Gees.
if Mayor's not going to be there, I don't know if I can make it.
Oh, come on. We'll call Mayor RJ.
Mayor Bear.
Mayor Bear? All right, moving on. A group of people in masks walked into a grocery store in England the other day, and several customers thought it was a terrorist attack. But they were really just Asian tourists with medical masks who were worried about the air quality of the country.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
This is real life.
They look like terrorists.
They don't look like terrorists.
No, nope, they just have the Michael Jackson mask on.
They do. That's it.
That's funny.
People were freaking out. This large group of young people rushed around the store wearing these surgical masks. People thought it was a terrorist attack because they were all Asian. I'm not being funny. This is real.
Do you ever judge people that wear those masks when you see them out in public?
Oh, I'm judging everybody in all these photos.
Because whenever I see somebody just out in public wearing a Michael Jackson mask, I immediately think there's something wrong with you. Like, take that off. That's ridiculous.
I don't understand why. I don't know.
I guess if you are really trying to be polite because maybe you're sick and you don't want to spread your germs, I guess that's a good thing.
That's actually, some people have mentioned the custom in certain countries that encourages the wearing of masks to prevent the spread of disease.
Yeah. I guess I can understand that, but I just kind of judge you and think that you're a germaphobe. Like, you have this really bad condition where you probably need help.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
Cops in Indianapolis are looking for two guys who recently robbed a 68-year-old man at a grocery store. One of them told the guy he had a bug on his leg, and when he bent over to check, the other guy swiped an envelope from his pocket. The envelope had $3,000
in it. Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
It makes me really sad. You can see it right here. Yo, man, you got a bug on your leg. Come on. Yeah, they totally tricked this man. Picked his pocket at a grocery store, and there's surveillance cameras capturing the two robbers stealing thousands of dollars from the 68-year-old man. He was at a Kroger, and it happens. Dude, it happens so fast. Ready? 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 We got surveillance footage. Okay, this is long and boring. It doesn't show. It's just photos.
That's too bad, man.
The two robbers worked as a team. One robber was a distraction, supposedly told him he had a bug on his pant leg. When he leaned over to look at his leg, the other dude swiped the envelope full of cash from his jacket pocket.
Did somebody make a GoFundMe for that guy?
I mean, he had the money, by the way, because people are going, why would you have $3,000 cash in your, yeah. He had the money because they were out shopping for home renovation supplies. They were in the process of moving, and every single one of those dollars they were dependent upon. It gets even better. He's a cancer patient, stage 4 cancer, lots of medicines and food that he has to have, special. So not sure how they're going to pay for everything now.
Well, that's hopefully a lesson learned, man. You don't walk around with $3,000 in your pocket.
I can't believe they got him with a, there's something on your shirt.
Boop! Yeah, that never works.
Oh, Brody does it all the time now. What's that? Oh, gosh. Look down. Boom. Yeah, you got me. But he's like not really great with the motor skills in that regard because it's like, what's that on your shirt? And then I look down and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, blind!
Yeah.
Because he just like jams his finger into my eye.
Or your nostril.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Oh, it's hilarious. 4-year-old. Great. Can only see out of one eye now.
April Fool's.
Ah, Brody's going to get you on April Fool's.
Ugh. The other day he came up to me and said, you're not wearing green, and pinched me. And I was like, nope, that doesn't count. It's not every day. Okay. I don't think he understands the concept of St. Paddy's Day either.
He's your son.
Oh, he's 4. 78% of bosses say having a sense of humor at work is important. Hey, that's good. Right?
Yeah.
Everyone here has to worry about being funny and interesting every single day. But should you worry about it at your job as well? I mean, come on. Come on. According to a new survey, 78% of bosses think it's at least somewhat important for employees to have a sense of humor at work. It helps everyone bond, keeps help things light. 22% said it was very important. 56% said it is somewhat important. And 22% of bosses said it's not important at all. That doesn't mean you need to start telling like one-liners. Or like forcing things, like Brody with his finger.
Yeah.
Just joking around, laughing at other people's jokes is fine.
Yeah, but nobody likes the serious guy. The person who's always serious all the time.
What?
You know what I'm saying? You know, nobody likes to work with somebody who's just serious all the time. Like
relax. All the time?
Yeah, relax. Have a sense of humor. Like,
see, I don't know what that's like. I feel like I try and lighten the mood wherever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're radio guys.
We are in a fun team building with the entire staff here. What was it, last week or a couple weeks ago? And I felt like
Yeah, you're a pretty funny guy.
Like I helped the room.
Man, everybody laughed.
Just, you know. I was
crying. I was laughing so hard.
Nate didn't laugh at one point.
Well, because you were teasing Nate.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, you made him look stupid from everybody.
You can't say that. I didn't make him look
stupid.
But
you did.
I did not.
Yeah. I'm surprised you aren't fired.
Okay, whatever.
Just saying. But everybody thought it was the funniest thing ever. I was crying. I had snot pouring out of my nose. It was really funny.
I was like, why did he drink milk right before I told that joke? Just like everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, here's one thing you should avoid. Maybe you have a cubicle and you want to be that fun guy. Not a mushroom, like the cool one.
The fun guy.
Maybe you want to rock some music. Make sure it's appealing music, because if not, you gonna get shot.
What?
Yeah. A woman shot her neighbor because of the music they were playing, then played her harmonica to show them what good music sounded like. This is real. I know we can't have people running around randomly shooting at each other over trivial things like, you know, terrible music. But since no one got hurt here, I guess we can talk about this jokingly, because this is a wonderful, glorious exception. A 56-year-old woman named Deborah. Weren't we just talking about how Debbies are so mean?
What? And crazy.
Yeah. 56-year-old woman, Deborah Lingerfelt. She lives in a rural area of Sullivan County, Tennessee. And last week, she was mad, dude. She yelled at them, quote, "That is duck music. So how would you like me to come over there and duck you in the face?"
Okay.
I have no idea what duck music is, or how you then in turn duck someone in the face. But this all made sense to Deborah. So she went into her house, grabbed her gun, fired off 8 shots at the neighbors.
Oh my gosh.
Thankfully, nothing was hit. No one got hit in this. Then she pulled out her harmonica and started playing it, apparently to show her neighbors what good music sounds like.
That was a girl using a vacuum on her harmonica.
Okay. I feel like it was more ominous music, because she told her neighbors the song she was playing was their, quote, death music.
Wow.
Dude, Deborah's a handful, man.
Deborah!
Come on, Deb!
Death music?
You can't act like that! Pew, pew! I want to know what the neighbors were listening to. That's what I want to know. Pew, 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 pew! I have a feeling it went something like this. Alexa! Play me some Nickelback.
Shuffling songs by Nickelback.
Look at this, oh. I'm hanging out on my porch, just listening to music. And my neighbor lady came over, shot me with a gun because of this song.
Alexa, stop! Gosh, that's awful. Whew. Terrible, man.
I mean, let's say your neighbor was rocking that. 8 rounds to the building, you think that's kosher?
Alexa,
she thought it was.
Play some death music.
What?
I can't find death songs.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Maybe it was Death Cab. Maybe that's what she said. She was like, yeah, you hear this harmonica? It's Death Cab. They were like, what? What? 56. Oh, Deb.
Okay.
You're so crazy, Deb. She was arrested for aggravated assault,
well,
by the way.
I hope so.
Just in case you were wondering what happened with old Debs. Yeah.
I hope she goes to jail.
She did.
So this is something you do every single day, and I have to tell you, my friend, you're going to be dead soon.
Me?
Yep.
Why?
You're microwaving your leftovers wrong. You
Why?
Bring leftovers like every day. That's your jam.
I actually made oatmeal this morning.
Well, here's the thing. Tips like this will save your life. It's something you probably do every day. You're doing it wrong, by the way. Do you ever heat something up in the microwave, like a big plate of spaghetti, but the middle is still cold, so you like
every day
mix it up and toss it in for 30 more seconds and then burn the tar out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It happens because microwaves can't really penetrate that far into a deep pile of food like pasta or like, say, leftover Chinese. And that's why the edges are hot and the middle isn't. So instead of piling it up in a big mound, here's what you're supposed to do. Arrange it in the shape of a donut.
Okay.
A circle of pasta with a hole in the middle.
All right. Let me just do this real quick. All right. Let me put it in here.
Okay. Just going to want to like kind of form it around like a donut. About, okay. That looks good. I like okay. that. Okay. All right. Cool.
Put it on about 10 minutes here.
No, 10 minutes isn't. Wait, no. There 10 minutes is entirely.
All right. Here we go.
No, dude. 10 minutes is entirely.
You said it's not. Why
am I
doing that?
Did you leave the foil on? Oh, no.
I can't open the door. The door is stuck right now.
Maybe the door is stuck. It's a microwave. Use your man hand.
Oh! Ow!
And scene.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Donut. Donut.
So you're supposed to make a circle in the middle.
Yeah. Here's how you'll always remember it. Donut pile up a big mound of food. You make a circle of life. My microwave and my food. Oh, microwave. My food.
You know what? That's a good life hack. I like that.
Yeah. Circle of pasta, hole in the middle. It should heat more evenly that way, so you only have to zap it once. There won't be any hotter than lava sections, so you won't burn your mouth.
Okay. Sounds good.
Fires of Mordor sections, none to be had in your microwave food. And you won't be bummed that the middle is totally cold. Apparently helps with other food, too. Like, if you're reheating a bunch of drumsticks, you arrange them in a circle so the meaty part is near the edges of the plate and the bone is facing in toward the middle.
Wow. I had no idea.
Almost sounds like a weird voodoo thing, though. It's like you're arranging it in these...
Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah.
It's like a drumstick pentagram.
Yeah. Oh, man. The EAS came on.
What?
People missed that one.
Oh, hold on a second here. Let me just...
Did people miss the really cool...
Should we do it again?
The Lion King moment?
Oh, the Lion King, never mind.
That was so great.
That wasn't very funny.
Oh, man.
But do it again, because it was.
Han-sharanga! Microwave! Microwave! My food. Microwave food.
My mom's probably... She's probably losing it right now.
Great, man. Live to serve. Live to serve. Speaking of parents, a Starmy member chimed in and said, yo, my son got written up at school on St. Patrick's Day for pinching someone.
Really?
Written up at school for pinching someone?
Well,
really?
I mean, depends on how hard he was pinching.
Okay.
Sometimes it hurts, man.
Sometimes. I mean, or you could be a man about it.
Yeah, probably made a kid cry. That's probably why.
Yeah. Be a man, kid.
Man up, yo.
You know, selfies are a relatively new phenomenon. When people weren't really like super taking selfies with these point and shoot cameras and film. But now, good news, guys, we are making up for lost time.
That is a lie.
You're a lie.
Wow, Alexa.
What a jerk. Wow. According to Samsung, they found the average person born after 1980 will take about 25,000 selfies in their lifetime.
Gosh.
This is assuming you started taking selfies in 2010, and based on the average life expectancy of 74 years, that's 568 selfies a year, or around 1.5 selfies a day, which actually sounds pretty accurate. Therefore, roughly 25,000 selfies in their lifetime.
Yeah, if I go to my photos real quick, and let's look at selfies here. There are currently 70 selfies, and they're all of my daughter.
Really?
Oh, there's one of me.
I gotta go look at my selfies list. I better not have too many. All right, you go into the photo section of your phone. Oh no!
There's a selfie category.
Yeah.
How many you got?
How many did you say?
70.
Okay.
What do you have?
I'm not telling.
Oh my gosh! Tell everybody.
Here, go ahead and just look at the selfies.
Oh my gosh! What the heck? Steve-O, you got a problem. He's got 1,021 selfies. I thought my daughter was bad. And I just looked at all the photos, and they're all of Steve-O.
Yeah. Hey, look, here's one with me and Steven.
Uh-huh.
This dates back, though, dude. There's like all the way back to me and Mitch doing the morning show. That's years, bro, so that's not fair. There's Birga in there.
Jeez.
See, these date back, yo. These date back.
Still, that's weird.
You're weird.
1,021 selfies?
Shut up!
You know, I probably would have just as many because our phones, we don't have a whole lot of storage on our phone.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. I pay the extra for like the iCloud, like whatever stuff. Yeah. By the way, moving on, there's a secret menu item at Starbucks called the Medicine Ball.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah, apparently it's two different types of hot tea mixed together with steamed lemonade, honey, and peppermint. So when you're sick. It's gotten so popular that the Bucks has decided to officially add it to the real menu. So if you thought you were cool with your secret Starbucks tea for sick days, they're adding it to the menu. Sorry, medicine ballers, shot callers. There you go.
Goody, goody gumdrops, Steve-O. Let's check here. Oh, no baby just yet. We're on April Watch. According to vets,
on April Watch.
Today is the day because all the signs are there. So we're keeping you updated on Giraffe Watch. We will take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Quality Tam. I'm about to hear what these boys think of me. I'm willing. I just hope it's the truth. You know what I mean? Because I'll have something to say about it.
This chick on our show that talks a lot that you all know. This one for them hood girls. She's a good girl and loves Jesus. Talking, more talking. Talking up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Charlotte Rouge. She got tones so pretty. She just talks. Talk Tam. Mute the mic and don't tell her. She just talks. Talk Tam. Making me want to retire. She just talks. Talk Tam. Say a name and you know it. She just talks. Talk Tam. Make it stop. Somebody break it down. Stop talking hallelujah. Stop talking hallelujah. Stop talking hallelujah. She talks too much. She's gonna give it to ya. Tam talks too much. She's gonna give it to ya. She talks too much. She's gonna give it to ya. Saturday night. Every night. Don't believe me, just watch.
Stop. Wait a minute. Fill my cup, put some coffee in it. You both need a reality check. Steve-O, Dex. Think they're Hollywood, New York. I'm Albuquerque City. The people say I got quality. No jibba jibba jabba. No, no, they say I'm hot. Hot Tam, talking about things that matter. She's too hot, hot Tam. Breaking chains and make them all shatter. She's too hot, hot Tam. You know I'm bringing that heat, that means I'm hot, hot Tam. Don't be tripping cause you just jealous. Quality Tam, bring it to ya. Quality Tam, bring it to ya. Gonna wanna say hallelujah. Cause real talk Tam, gonna give it to ya. Cause real talk Tam, gonna give it to ya. Real talk Tam, gonna give it to ya. Monday night through Sunday night. Close your mouth and let me talk, yeah. No, seriously, I'm trying to finish my sentence. It's not even... Just forget it. It's done. I don't even need to try to talk. Nope, I get it. I get it. Anyway, this has been Quality Tam featuring... Quality Tam? Yeah, Steve Owen, the one and only. Dex.
Will you take your seats, please?
It's the Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
USA! USA! USA!
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
With many parts of the nation in the grip of an opioid heroin epidemic, President Trump has appointed New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to head a commission to address the problem.
This is an epidemic in our country.
Sentenced to a year and a half in prison, Governor Christie's former Deputy Chief of Staff, Bridget Kelly, vowed to appeal.
I will not allow myself to be the scapegoat in this case.
Kelly and co-defendant Bill Baroni, who was sentenced to 2 years in prison, both signaled Governor Christie knew more about the lane closures and their political intent than he has publicly acknowledged.
A bill that would allow internet providers to sell their customers' surfing habits.
On this vote, the yeas are 215, the nays are 205. The joint resolution is passed.
Britain has started Brexit, leaving the European Union.
A rare public appearance for First Lady Melania Trump. She's at the State Department presenting the International Women of Courage Award to 13 recipients.
The Library of Congress is out with the latest additions to the National Recording Registry.
Japanese conglomerate Toshiba says it's allowing U.S.-based nuclear unit Westinghouse Electric to file for bankruptcy. Protection.
The FDA has just approved the first drug for an aggressive form of multiple sclerosis.
Guys, April's having her baby.
Get to the cam right now. April's having her baby right now.
She is not.
It's happening right now, guys. It's beautiful. Look at, is that, oh my gosh.
April Fools!
Ah, I got everybody! I got everybody!
It's March 30th, bro. Stop it.
Yeah. Gonna get pranked.
You can't prank somebody on March 30th.
Burger King
say
did.
April,
Burger King did. I can do it. Okay.
Burger King really did. And it's stupid.
It is 9:37.
High today of 73 degrees.
How are the roads?
Not great.
Wait, hold on. Why is her tail up?
Okay.
Why is her tail up right now?
Oh, wow. It really is.
It's up right now.
I concede. You are being real. That's real. Okay, can I please do traffic now? Okay, stop
whoa,
it.
Whoa, guys.
It's going to take some time, man. Her tail is really doing funny things right now. There's an accident. The shoulder is blocked. I-40 east at the river. It's off to the left. Also, traffic lights are flashing red. Tramway at Montgomery. Treat that as a four-way stop. As well as an accident reported Coors Boulevard at Paseo del Norte. And other than that, everything else looking pretty good, man. That's a look at traffic.
So when she has this baby, is there somebody that like catches the calf, or does it fall like nine stories? Because that's pretty high up. Like, how does that work? And this is weird, guys. Her tail is up right now, like she's ready to go poo poo, but she's not.
Okay.
Because usually when she goes poo poo and her tail's up, she goes right away.
Stop saying that.
But her tail has been up now.
Yeah.
And it's, I think she might be pushing.
I can't believe this has taken over our nation.
There's 181,000 people watching right now. This is happening, I think, right now.
He's not being funny for all of you weirdos that actually want to watch this.
I think
really
she's pushing. We can't break to anything else right now. We are live right now. Animal Adventure Park. The giraffe cam is on. April the giraffe is reportedly having the baby, possibly. I mean, we're not sure yet, but I think she is. What are people saying, Steve?
Somebody's trying to chime in on the live line. I'm really trying to help them, but they keep getting error messages.
This is big news, guys. If this happens, it's going to be a beautiful day. Because I'm sick of watching this giraffe, just like everybody else.
You're a liar. You love watching it.
But I really want to know what happens when she pushes the baby out. Does that thing just fall to the ground? Because that's pretty high up. Okay, now her tail's just wagging. All right. False alarm, guys. False alarm. Back to you in the newsroom.
Somebody said, hey, Dex, when April has her baby, you can live stream me giving birth to my food baby.
That's not funny. Okay. Think that's funny?
I mean.
Once upon a time, April the giraffe was having a baby. People went online and watched for hours and hours and hours and didn't get their work done. Missed shipping deadlines, forgot to pay bills, and cost companies millions of dollars. Their bosses found out, they got fired, lost their apartments because they couldn't make rent.
Oh,
the story of April the giraffe.
Well,
brought to you by Get a Life.
Well, that's not nice. I mean,
it's kind of true, though.
But just, no, you know. I mean, when's the last time you saw a giraffe give birth?
I mean,
and I just said birth.
Somebody said, I feel like going and watching paint dry.
It's nothing like that, guys.
No, it's just like that, actually. It's pretty terrible, and I can't believe it's taken over. There are millions of people streaming this, and Toys R Us, like, they took over everywhere, though. I was watching a news article, like a news report, and within the article, it had the Toys R Us logo on the banner for the news station.
Yeah.
They are like straight capitalizing on this
Why
thing
not?
That has taken over.
Why not?
Maybe it's smart because it's probably mostly like stay-at-home moms who don't know what to do.
Jeffy the giraffe.
And so they're like, you know what I'm going to do after I watch April? I'm going to go buy my kid toys because I'm bored.
Yeah. And look at how many kids are probably watching. This is very educational to watch an animal give birth.
Nobody's watching an animal do anything but stand there.
I bet you classrooms all over the country are probably tuning in right now, just waiting for April to give birth. But we'll keep you updated. There's 181,000 people watching right now. Everybody is like me. They're like, this is happening right now, guys, but it's not. We'll keep you updated. All right. Let's jump into some of these TV shows that are being revived.
Oh, man.
Let's see if you are into any of these shows that were on back in the day.
There's a list of new shows. That
yeah.
Okay.
E! News put together a list of 11 reality and game shows that need to be brought back, and some of them are actually being brought back. Did you ever watch The Surreal Life? That was the reality show where they took celebrities and they put them in a house to live together.
Oh, no.
Did you ever see that?
I don't think I did. The one with Vern Troyer? Maybe I did. Was Flavor Flav on The Surreal
Life? Flavor Flav was on that, yeah.
I may have seen an episode.
Vanilla Ice was on that. I believe MC Hammer was on that.
But it's all terrible. Now they've got those already. Celebrity Apprentice. Celebrity, but this is different.
They like put them in a house. And they have to live together. And yeah, there's alcohol and it's bad. Yeah. And then you have Vern Troyer, you know. Never mind.
Right.
The Surreal Life. How about Hollywood Squares? You ever watch Hollywood Squares?
Oh, man! Wait, didn't they already bring that back with, like, Whoopi?
Did they?
Yeah, I thought they already brought that back once. Because it used to be, like, Storm Shadow.
Huh.
That's the Storm Shadow? That was the ninja from G.I. Joe. What was the shadow guy? Remember, it was like, I'm Shadow Stevens!
Shadow Stevens in the center square.
I got this crazy voice. Hollywood Squares.
585 Live, if you want to chime in. What TV shows should they revive? Should they bring back? It could be a game show, or it could be a reality show, or just a show in general. Like Nick Arcade on Nickelodeon.
I've never heard of that.
I haven't either.
Bringing that back?
Apparently, yeah.
Okay.
Remote Control on MTV.
Yeah! Do you remember Remote Control?
Refresh my memory.
It was kind of like a game show type thing.
What did they do?
It was kind of like a game show type thing. Think like pop culture Jeopardy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dude, I would win that!
Guts on Nickelodeon?
Okay.
Supermarket Sweep? Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one where they give them amount of time and they have to go through the supermarket?
Just, like, oh.
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
Shop Till You Drop on Lifetime and the Family Channel. Now, this one I'm pretty excited about because it's one of my favorite shows. Trading Spaces.
That's so weird to me.
On HGTV. They're actually bringing it back next year in 2018.
Okay.
And what were the names? Ty Pennington and Paige?
Paige.
They haven't said yet if they're going to be hosting it, but that's where Ty Pennington got his big break.
I doubt. Do you think he'll come back?
I don't know.
Do they still do the other thing that he was doing?
Remember, yeah, he was building those homes, the extreme home makeovers.
Yeah, that was it.
That was a pretty cool show.
Do they still do that?
I don't think so. I don't think they do that.
Somebody said Double Dare. Is Double Dare coming
back? Double Dare? Didn't you try out for that show?
I actually did try out for Double Dare. They had auditions here at Coronado Mall when I was a kid. And I remember being so bummed out because I was across from a friend who shall remain nameless. It wasn't Derek. It's another friend.
Yeah.
Should have had Derek. And I'll never forget. He had the frying pan and I had rubber, like they look like eggs, you know, like over easy eggs. And I had a spatula and I had to flip them to him and he had to catch them. Like you had to basically like try out. That was your audition. It was like they interviewed you, but then it was like you had to do these few things and you know, they wanted kids that were good at it. And I remember I was like flipping them to him and he just couldn't get them in the pan.
Ugh.
Oh.
So you guys didn't make it on the show?
No. And I'm like, dude, I'm like a perfect eggy flipper guy.
Put him on blast.
Double
Dare. What was his name? Put him on blast.
No, man.
Do you know him? Is his name Joey?
No, his name's not Joey. Oh, no. No, it was like a childhood friend.
Just say his name.
Oh.
Put him on blast, man.
Why would I do that?
Because you could have been on Double Dare.
So?
That would have been the greatest thing ever.
Wasn't meant to be. I'm not going to blast
him. It's his fault, though. You could have made it.
I mean, it's a team effort.
Were you friends after that?
Yeah, of course. Mm. We were kids.
Was it Neil Patrick Harris?
It was, oh my gosh. Get out of my life.
You used to be best friends with him.
Okay, go.
Until you screwed it all up.
Okay.
It's your fault, man.
Oh, man.
Kid Nation on CBS. How about Eliminate?
Oh, wait.
Eliminate.
Oh, maybe I don't remember that one.
I love all those dating shows. Oh, I'm all about them.
What was the one? Was it Blind Date? Was that one?
Yes, Blind Date's great.
Oh, gosh.
That's one of my faves.
Those are like old school reality TV shows. People are freaking out.
Love Connection.
One. I remember that.
Be back, 2 and 2. Who said that? Chuck Woolery.
Oh, gosh.
Rest in peace.
Somebody said, can MTV just bring back music videos, please?
Nope.
Like, just happen. Music videos? I wish.
I wonder how well that would do if they just had a channel with just music videos.
Probably pretty well, because remember they used to have like, well, we'll do MTV too, and that's going to be music videos, yeah. And I would watch that.
I'm honestly surprised that they still make music videos.
Yeah.
Like, they spend millions of dollars on videos. I don't get that.
Yeah, but then you watch them on YouTube and you're like, heck yeah, T-Swift, that is a great music video.
Yeah.
Love your music
videos.
Is
that what you watch?
Yeah, dude.
That's weird.
Besides, you don't need... Why would you watch it on MTV when now there's like Vevo? There's like so many different outlets where you can just watch music videos.
Yeah, that's true.
Just saying.
Work of Art, the next great artist on Bravo.
I've never heard of that. These are shows they're actually bringing back.
What Not to Wear on TLC?
No, don't.
No, not into it?
No, not really. Okay. Dude, somebody said, I Love Lucy. Somebody said, bring back Lost and make a better ending.
Yeah.
Come on.
Because if you think about it, look at The X-Files, Gilmore Girls. They came back with those, and it was huge.
Was it?
When Netflix said, Gilmore Girls, people flipped out.
No, I remember, and there were like Gilmore Girl parties. But what about X-Files? That came back to Fox. Did anybody watch?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't.
How about Cash Cab? Did you watch Cash Cab?
Oh, I remember that.
That was pretty fun. Was people getting the cabs.
That like someday I'd take a cab somewhere and just...
All of a sudden like
you're on a game show! I'm winning money! Yeah. Somebody said American Gladiators.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Somebody said you better be quiet about S-A-H-M. I will punch you. S-A-H-M.
Yeah, what is that?
South American Hut Monsters.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't remember talking
South
about
American
it.
South American Hut Monsters. Yeah. Okay.
South American Hut Monsters. It was a show in the 70s. We weren't born yet. I think that's what they're talking about. What is that? What was the list of shows we were just talking about?
I guess I can go back to the list. This Real Life. Let's see. Supermarket Sweep. Shop Till You Drop.
No.
Nah. I don't think we mentioned
it. I got nothing.
Please text us back, because that's going to drive us crazy.
That's going to make me absolutely insane.
Must have been a typo.
Somebody wants to know if Windrock Mall is still in Albuquerque. They listen from far away. Yep.
Yeah, aren't they? Kind of. They're building, too, right? Aren't they doing an outside thing?
Yeah. Yeah?
Maybe? I haven't been
I feel like
there.
They've been saying that for years. Somebody said, are you afraid of the dark on Nickelodeon?
That was good. I remember watching that.
Cheaters. Is that where you guys got the idea for Cheaters Hotel? Do you remember Cheaters?
No, but I did watch Cheaters.
Somebody said there's MTV Classic with just old music videos, by the way.
Where do you watch that at?
Yeah. The channel's called MTV Classic.
Never heard of it.
I haven't either. Room Raiders. No? Somebody said bring back The Sopranos and make a better ending. I never saw The Sopranos.
Did you ever watch Pimp My Ride?
Yeah.
With Exhibit?
Yeah, Exhibit. I'm like, what was his name? He went to Santa Fe. He lived in Santa Fe and went to school there.
Yeah, he lived here in Albuquerque, too.
Yeah. Never. I mean, I did watch it once or twice, but man, you go back now and you read stories about what happened to those cars.
Right.
It was like, oh, man, that's messed up.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Somebody said Firefly needs to come back. That they were talking about it. S-A-H-M. What did we call it? South American Hut Monsters? We were close. Stay at home moms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. My bad. But from now on, I will refer you to you as South American Hut Monsters. See how long I live.
Oh, man.
Somebody said you got to bring back Fear Factor.
Yes, with Joe Rogan?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, they did bring it back for a while.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. It was...
Was it terrible?
Yeah, it didn't last.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I
think they brought it back, and I think they had a new host. I don't think they had Joe.
Somebody said, bring back the Golden Girls with Betty White as the old mom this time.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
That'd be pretty cool. Anything with Betty White, I'm in.
Somebody said, salute your shorts.
Salute your shorts?
Yeah, that was a show on, what was that, Nickelodeon?
What was the slime show on Nickelodeon where you got slimed?
You can't do that on television.
Yes, that was one of the greatest.
What was the phrase they couldn't say when they get slimed?
Wasn't it a different phrase every time, or was it?
No, it was a phrase. You don't remember the phrase?
I don't remember the phrase.
What was the phrase?
Well, I guess I could Google it.
Ugh, it's not working.
What's the phrase?
It was, I don't know. I was waiting for
that's
you to
what
say.
It is?
Yeah, wasn't it? I don't know.
Oh, you just got slimed.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to get slimed, but I forgot this was real life and we're not on that show. That's okay.
What was the name of the show again?
You can't do that on television.
Can't do that.
Somebody chimed in and said Exhibit's dad used to be the principal of their elementary school.
What? Come on.
Interesting.
Is that real?
Somebody said we need to bring back after school specials.
You know what? I loved after school specials.
How about Animaniacs? Salute your shorts, man. Camp Anawana. We hold you on our hearts, and when we think about you, it makes me wanna. In living color.
Yes.
Yeah. The Apprentice with Donald Trump. Somebody said.
Dude, ratings went down when Arnold became the host.
BattleBots? Thebes. No. Did you ever watch BattleBots?
No, never watched
so
it.
So boring. It's like, this one's got an axe. We can only fire it off once. It's kind of boring. Did you ever find you can't do that
yeah,
on television?
I don't know. Yeah. What's the phrase?
I know. I was trying to get you to say it. Nah.
I don't know. Oh, he just got slimed.
Oh, Alanis Morissette.
Gosh, that was such a great TV show.
By the way, they're actually holding auditions right now for Fear Factor. Let's go.
Wait, it's still on?
Yeah.
Should we go on?
I wish the
no
amazing
way. They
race
put me in with
one.
Snakes, man. That would be me. I would be like a coffin full of snakes, and you have to get buried 6 feet under with snakes.
Okay, that's called murder.
Yeah, well, they do that.
I don't think they can do that.
They do.
They
murder
do not
people
bury
all
you
the time.
6 feet under with snakes.
Yeah, huh? They've done that episode
where they bury you.
Yeah, they bury you with snakes in a coffin.
I couldn't, man.
There's no way. I'd be like, see ya, bye bye.
Erie, Indiana. Somebody else said Exhibit's dad was a teacher at Truman Middle School.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm. I just really want to watch old episodes of You Can't Do That on Television right now. Okay. I just really want to do that. I can't wait to do it when the show's over.
Hey, dude. Saved by the Bell. Sherlock. Mad TV. Mad TV, really? I mean, that's
yeah,
a good bit.
Yeah, I kind of got into that a little bit.
Yeah. Mystery Science Theater 3000, they are bringing back, by the way, Gargoyles. Remember that cartoon?
Yep.
Okay. Somebody said, did you ever see that after-school special with Mark Hamill?
What? Yeah. I never did on that.
Reading Rainbow, yo! That's what they said. Reading Rainbow, yo, which is perfect. So I'm like, man, you need to read some more, yo. Fat Albert, somebody wants to know if we can make a Star 88 TV show. That'd be good television.
Huh.
The funny thing is we were approached, when was that, a few months ago? Somebody was like, hey, have you guys ever thought about doing a reality TV show about your lives?
Yeah.
Because you guys are like Christians, but different, and it's weird, and it's cool, and I think it'd be great television.
Right.
It's like, cool, man, who are you? Oh, I created The Real World.
On
like,
MTV.
Oh.
You know, Road Rules, Challenge.
Oh, okay.
I made that show. We're like, what?
I wish we would have called him back.
What? You never called him back?
No, I thought you were going to.
What?
Oh, sorry.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you're the host.
You said you were going to call him back.
Oh, my bad.
Ugh. See, man, there's a reason why he didn't make it on Double Dare.
Oh.
Now we could have been the next Duck Dynasty for radio.
Oh, gross. The next Duck Dynasty? Like, you just equated us to Duck Dynasty?
Yeah, rest in peace, guys. Show's
they're
over.
They're still alive.
Show's over.
Okay. But they're still alive.
They had their last episode.
Did they really? My kids watched like the first season.
Yeah, I did too.
And I was like, dude, this is so scripted.
Yeah.
It's so.
Well, who cares? It's fun. It was a fun family show.
It was fun. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. Bunch of rednecks. Love me a good redneck, I'll tell you what. So there you go. There's a list of TV shows that they should bring back. And, you know, we got Cash Cab, Trading Spaces. They're coming back. You know, and,
which, by the way, shout out to the Star Me. We mentioned this, and there are 57 texts. from people just immediately like, this show, this show. Thank you guys for making the show special every single day. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Ooh, that was a good one.
But with Teo?
My history teacher used to let us watch that.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Somebody said The Office, Parks and Rec.
Those are all great.
Yeah.
All right, we're done. We helped somebody out this morning. We had a letter. Is it okay for anyone to shop at Goodwill? We answered the question. We also talked about the strongest coffee now available in America. The 10 weirdest things people left behind in Ubers. Clay Schroff, thank you for coming in, buddy. All the details about the prom that's coming up. Maybe you're homeschooled. Want to go to prom? All the details, Star88FM on Facebook.
Why you got to be homeschooled, dog?
I was homeschooled.
Anybody can go. It's not just for homeschool kids.
I'm just saying, maybe you are prom. Homeschooled.
Like,
you
maybe go. You want to go to a drug-free prom. That's a better way to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true.
Saying.
Why you got to be up on me, man? Thanks, Starmy. Have a beautiful day. I'm going to go and watch. You can't do that on television. You can get slimed right now. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.